Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, so much for the Democrats' suggestion that President Trump has been issuing illegal orders to members of the military. Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan telling ABC's This Week that she is not aware of things that are illegal. She's one of the Democrats who released a video encouraging members of the military to disobey orders from the commander-in-chief. Quoting Secretary of State Rubio, "I think we made a tremendous amount of progress," America's top diplomat, referring to the latest round of Ukraine peace talks.
We'll work through making some changes, some adjustments, in the hopes of furthering narrowing the differences and getting closer to something that both Ukraine and obviously the United States are very comfortable with. Obviously, this will ultimately have to be signed off by our presidents, although I feel very comfortable about that happening, given the progress we've made.
The BBC's Peter Bowes with the White House perspective.
The statement is short on detail, but it says the talks were focused and respectful. In a summary of the negotiations, the White House said the Ukrainian representatives believed the updated draft of the peace plan reflected the country's national interests, with enforceable mechanisms to safeguard its security in the near and long term.
President Trump has set a Thanksgiving deadline for Ukraine to sign off on the U.S.-brokered peace plan. In the air, on the roads and the rails, millions of Americans will be getting away this holiday week, the FAA preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years, with more than 360,000 flights scheduled. The TSA expects to screen more than 17.8 million people. Best keep an eye on the weather, though. Unsettled weather in the form of heavy rain or snow, possible thunderstorms and high winds could complicate travel across a wide swath of the country this week. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures up 2 points. NASDAQ futures better by 117 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Right now in war-torn Ukraine, elderly Jews like Maria face a brutal winter and a constant search for food. She's 85 years old and lives alone. Maria is nearly blind and suffers from a broken hip. She's a Holocaust survivor. Her father and her brother were murdered by the Nazis. Maria still lives in her childhood home. There's no indoor plumbing, no heat. It's bitter cold. And today, like yesterday, Maria barely has enough food to survive. Her hunger is unbearable. She prays for warmth, for food, for someone to help her. And this winter, as snow falls and the nights grow longer, her hope fades with every passing day. She feels forgotten and desperately needs our compassion. And that's why I am grateful, deeply grateful, for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For over 40 years, the fellowship and their supporters have been used by God to deliver boxes stuffed with nutritious food, cooking supplies, and other essentials to suffering and impoverished Jews like Maria. Support their great work at urgentifcj.org. That's urgentifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Not sure what the problem is yet, but the left-hand lane of the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is blocked right now. They have a red X over that. So that tube is a single lane. The right tube is open, but it's created a little bit of a backup already on 95 southbound. Not sure if it's a broken down vehicle. Could be a minor wreck, so we'll keep an eye on it. But right now, it's the left lane of the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. If you're out early in Harford County, there's a wreck on Mountain Road. It's westbound. You could call it northbound. The same thing right there at I-95. It's blocking the right lane on Mountain Road, not affecting the traffic on 95, but you'll have some flashing lights locally in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and dry and mild today with highs in the upper 50s, making for a good travel day. Turning mostly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 37 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 35 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Democratic Maryland Representatives April McLean Delaney has joined Utah Republican Congressman Mike Kennedy to introduce the Algorithm Accountability Act. The bipartisan legislation would hold social media companies accountable for harms caused by content pushed through their algorithms. The lawmakers say the current Communications Decency Act gives online platforms legal immunity for harmful content posted by users. McLean Delaney says the law was written nearly three decades ago and fails to address risks that users, especially children, may face. And 20 years have gone by, and police in Baltimore County are still asking for help in solving a murder. On November 23, 2005, an abandoned Chrysler minivan was discovered in Rosedale near Lax Lane and McFall Road. Police found 29-year-old Gerald Singletary with fatal and close-range gunshot wounds. And an officer was assaulted while trying to break up a fight. According to police in Baltimore, the incident took place in Federal Hill on November 23rd around 3:17. The Southern District officer was hospitalized following the assault. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 108. The pick 4, 9173. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it's a brand new day in the AFC North.
The Ravens break the huddle quickly. Jackson takes the snap. Henry up the middle. Henry's in. Touchdown, Baltimore. Just what the doctor ordered for the Ravens.
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Derrick Henry's first of two on the afternoon, both in the second half, giving the Ravens a lead they would not relinquish on their way to a 23-10 win over the Jets. Baltimore started slow. Lamar looked less than 100%, but it was the defense and special teams that saved the day with three sacks, two takeaways, and two massive punts from Jordan Stout that flipped the field. After the game, head coach John Harbaugh tells the story.
First half was tough, and they did a really good job, and our guys kept fighting even to the end of the second quarter, and then we got the lead. And, you know, nobody flinched.
The win for the Ravens gives them a share of the lead in the AFC North because this happened in Chicago.
Flatter down. Williams downfield. Open man. Touchdown. DJ Moore.
Ian Eagle had the call on CBS. The former Terp DJ Moore with the go-ahead touchdown for the Bears. And the NFC North leaders hold on. 31-28. The final. Aaron Rodgers missing the game for the Steelers with the broken wrist. Coming up in 30 minutes, a couple buzzer beaters with playoff implications and inside the Ravens locker room after a big win. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on this short holiday week. We've got lots planned for you here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, November the 24th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, a bloody weekend in Baltimore again. Here we go. Governor Moore pushing AI and bragging about a new AstraZeneca deal, which we're subsidizing, by the way. Top story here today, there were a lot of stunning events from Friday till this morning. One was the Mamdani meeting at the White House. We'll get to that a little bit later on, maybe in the next hour. And then we have this very cringe video of Wes Moore and the First Lady Dawn Moore, which it just, it was cringe, folks. But the stunner is that Marjorie Taylor Greene declared shockingly on Friday night that she is resigning from Congress effective January 5, 2026.
There is no plan to save the world or a 4D chess game being played. When common American people realize and understand that the political industrial complex of both parties is ripping this country apart, that not one elected leader like me is able to stop Washington's machine from gradually destroying our country, and instead the reality is that they, common Americans, the people, possess the real power over Washington, then I'll be here by their side to rebuild it. Until then, I'm going back to the people that I love, to live my life to the fullest, as I always have, and I look forward to a new path ahead. I'll be resigning from office, with my last day being January 5th, 2026, and I look forward to seeing many of you again sometime in the future. May God bless you all, and may God bless America.
Now, there's a lot of speculation as to why she would step down now, why she would wait till January 5th, why not wait and serve the rest of her term. She's got a year or so to go in that. And again, it comes down to what she says is the political industrial complex.
Hi, everyone. I've always represented the common American man and woman as a member of the House of Representatives, which is why I've always been despised in Washington, D.C., and just never fit in. Americans are used by the political industrial complex of both political parties, election cycle after election cycle, in order to elect whichever side can convince Americans to hate the other side more. And the results are always the same. No matter which way the political pendulum swings, Republican or Democrat, nothing ever gets better for the common American man or woman. The debt goes higher. Corporate and global interests remain Washington's sweethearts. American jobs continue to be replaced, whether it's by illegal labor or legal labor by visas or just shipped overseas. Small businesses continue to be swallowed by big corporations. Americans' hard-earned tax dollars always fund foreign wars, foreign aid, and foreign interest. And the spending power of the dollar continues to decline. The average American family can no longer survive on a single breadwinner's income, as both parents have to work in order to simply survive. And today, many in my children's generation feel hopeless for their future and don't think they will ever realize the American dream. And that breaks my heart. I ran for Congress in 2020 and have fought every single day believing that Make America Great Again meant America first.
All right, we are going to get to the president's reaction, my thoughts on the why now. And get your thoughts as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It's time for traffic and weather on the threes at 613. Once again, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, listen to me now. It's 6:15 in the morning. It's supposed to be a little lighter this week. Supposed to be fairly quiet.
But?
Two wrecks already.
Oh, no.
Three wrecks.
Not surprised.
Southbound, left to Fort McHenry Tunnel. Left lane is closed. Back up already, going up the hill towards the Keith Avenue ramp. You can stay in the right tube, that'd be a little better. It's a single lane in the left tube, southbound, so we'll watch that. Here's another wreck. Vehicles all against the wall here on the ramp. There's never any traffic here in the morning. Southbound 395, leaving Camden Yards, the ramp that would take you south on 95 out to the Beltway. That's a two-lane ramp. Now it's a one-lane ramp. There's a medic unit there, a lot of police department vehicles there. Single lane to the left, and there is a backup leaving downtown on 395. 95 passing right there, not really affected because it's still back there on the ramp. So take it easy right now as we get underway. We don't need to start that way. Got it? Got it. Thank you very much. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Goose Frabah. Just remember
that. Let's try to talk calmly. Let's try to just relax.
No traffic rage today.
Be kind.
All right, your Fox 25 the Weather Authority forecast. Mostly sunny, dry, and mild today. Highs will be in the upper 50s. And that's before the big blast of Arctic air is going to move in a little bit later on this week. Going to be chilly, really cold. Right now, clear in 40 in Annapolis, 37 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. It's the opposite of Mar-a-Lago face. It's now called MS Now face. It is a look shared by many people who appear on the former MSNBC. Features thick-rimmed glasses, short unisex haircut, and a pensive glare. If you haven't seen MS Now face, don't worry. It's, most people haven't because they aren't watching it anyway. Story in the Wall Street Journal highlights the role of cannabis and Thanksgiving. The so-called cousin walk. Family members sneak away to apparently get high. They walk to the end of the block, which takes 10 minutes. Takes about 30 minutes to get back. Difference is staggering, as you might imagine. This Thanksgiving, it's not just the turkey that's getting baked or roasted.
You do that before. That's why you eat more right. later.
President Trump has enlisted the help of golf legend Jack Nicklaus to refurbish three 18-hole golf courses at Joint Base Andrews. I didn't know they had golf courses.
I didn't
courses.
Know that either.
I knew there were two. I didn't know they had three.
Yeah, three of them there. And, of course, when Chuck plays, they a lot of unidentified flying objects.
I get carried away. I played many of Jack Nicklaus's courses. I'm many courses. I really like them.
Yeah. Which one is the most difficult one?
He has several. Probably the ones that are down here, Palm Beach National, a mm-hmm. couple of the other ones.
Okay. Yeah. The FAA has issued a warning to U.S. Airlines to avoid flying over Venezuela due to a heightened military activity in the area. Also, if you go to Venezuela, do not charter a boat.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
Just take a little ride.
Yeah. Three of the biggest kosher certification agencies in the United States have ruled that beer is no longer kosher. All beer will now need to have an official kosher certification starting next year. For kosher beer, they're going to put the brew in Hebrew.
Here you go.
President Trump met with Mayor-elect of New York Zohran Mamdani on Friday at the White House. Two men got along well. Said Mamdani says he still thinks Trump is a fascist, and Trump still thinks Mamdani's a communist. So I don't know how much was gained by that whole thing. But we'll have more on that coming up a little bit later on. Maryland commute times. Have you seen the story? Marylanders are spending more time on the road. The state's average one-way commute time increased to 31.5 minutes in 2023. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's 2 years ago. It's an average, and it's 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's prior to the Key Bridge collapse.
Right.
Great. I thought, okay.
New York is number one, 32.8 minutes. We are the second longest commute in the country. Why, Mr. Traffic Guru?
Well, first off, you have very limited lanes, a lot of construction on the Beltway. You have the Key Bridge down. You have idiots like this wrecking at 6:15 in the one of the places you can go instead of the Key Bridge. You know, so it's just total gridlock. You know, I look at the Beltway sometimes and I think, I remember when it first opened years ago, it was two lanes on the Beltway.
Right.
Then it went to three.
Wow.
Then it went to four. Some cases it's five. But still not enough.
Well, we have gotten a lot more vehicles on the road. I think now more and more people are returning to work. They're not working remotely. We're coming out of COVID.
Sure.
So we're getting back to the old patterns, and we see that now. And I think that unfortunately, we've got the most crazed motorists in the country.
We have a lot of rage.
And the gas prices are down somewhat, so everybody's traveling. Nobody, you know, it used to be back in the day, you know, you park your car, and five people would get in, you carpool, and then most people got sick and tired of that crap about the second week when, where's Larry? He'll be right out.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And you'd sit there and you'd wait. Larry would come out 20 minutes late. Everybody's all pissed off, you know. So that was the end of that.
And this happened on Friday down the parkway at DC 101. It's got to be the strangest call I've ever heard into a radio station. The guy is in the morning there, Elliot. He gets a call from a guy who sent them pictures of a dead body.
Right.
He found 18 days earlier, and what he told them next was just absolutely shocking.
I sent Diane a few pictures of me exploring nature. And look what I came upon.
Dude, you found a dead body?
Yes. This may sound sick, but I've always wanted to come upon something like that.
Tell me you called the police.
Yeah, no, not yet.
Dude, call the cops.
Yeah, are the remains still out on that campsite?
Yes. It's along the highway, thoroughfare, or whatever.
Can you please call the police?
Yes, I'm going to do that today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll get around to it.
Why not? Was he hiking in Lincoln Park?
It's in Frederick, a campground in Frederick, apparently, and the police did find a dead body there. That would be my first suspect, this dude right here.
Yeah.
You know, he just sounded too weird.
He sounded so happy about it.
It's like,
so,
I always wanted to find a dead body.
It's like your childhood dream,
okay.
Sir?
You know?
Well, he heard Red Skeleton was performing and very well.
Red Skeleton.
The weirdest call we ever got on this show was from one of our listeners who was taking a bath during the call. Her name was Wanda.
And Wanda. That was Les Consolving's friend, right?
Yes. Yes, it was.
West Side Wanda.
And was taking a bath and just having a great old conversation while you could hear the water and, you know, I guess the rubber duckies in the background, whatever. So that was the strangest call we ever got here.
My dear friend.
All right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and you are listening to Casey and Company, your reaction to MTG resigning, coming up next.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Update, we got a mess already on Monday morning rush hour. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The wreck early in Harford County started it, and there was a wreck there at Mountain Road right at the bridge at I-95. If you were going from Route 40 over 95 and eventually up to Falston, right side of that roadway was affected. Then we have this wreck southbound left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The left-hand lane is blocked, and we are looking at delays there. Now extending back towards O'Donnell Street. So already a problem for the traffic on 95 South. And then this wreck coming south from Camden Yards. It's on the ramp. And again, normally there's nothing here on this ramp. Southbound 395 coming south of Camden Yards and the Convention Center as you merge out onto 95. There's a wreck right at the end of that ramp. Single lane going through there. It's a 4 or 5 minute delay. But again, there's normally nothing here at all. And now we have a big backup on 395 leaving downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, dry, and mild today. Upper 50s for the high at 37 in Ellicott City, 36 in Reisterstown. The shocker on Friday, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the representative for the 14th District of Georgia, has announced she will step down, resign from her seat in Congress on January 5th of next year. Again, one of the reasons, she says, is because she doesn't feel Speaker Johnson and the establishment Republicans running the House are doing their jobs.
The House should have been in session working every day to fix this disaster. But instead, America was force-fed disgusting political drama once again from both sides of the aisle on television every single day.
Absolutely right. And the point here being is that I agree with most of what she has said. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to poke holes in any of her arguments. She obviously was an America First candidate. She's a MAGA Republican. And so what's changed? And I've heard a lot of speculation that she's timed this because of a pension on January 5th. That would be the 5 years served, and therefore she gets a pension. I looked it up. She's going to get a pension of $14,000 a year. So I don't think that's that big of a deal on the pension. And then, there, of course, there's speculation she wants to run for president. And she doesn't want to be in Congress if the Republicans get spanked at the midterms next year. But her daughter, Lauren Green, said, nope, she has got no interest in running for president. That doesn't rule out that she won't run again in the future. President Trump's reaction was kind of all over the map on over the weekend. First, he was very angry, and he said it was the greatest thing for the country. And then he said this while getting ready to board Air Force One.
Are you willing to forgive Congresswoman Taylor Greene? Forgive for what? No, I just disagreed with her philosophy. She started backing perhaps the worst Republican congressman in our history. Just you know, stupid person named Massey. And I said, go your own way. And once I left her, she resigned because she would never have survived the primary. But I think she's a nice person.
I see. Think he's the greatest thing that ever happened to the country, but now she thinks he's a nice person. And then later on in the day, in an NBC interview, the president said that that he hopes that one day Marjorie Taylor Greene does return to politics. So a little bit all over the map. I do think that the straw that broke the camel's back was when she lost the president's support. Once Trump decided he wasn't going to support her, once he started talking about and funding a PAC to fund an opponent on the 14th District of Georgia, I think she saw the writing on the wall that she wasn't going to be able to overcome that. She did say repeatedly that she fought hard, which she did, for President Trump, and that she fought hard for the MAGA agenda, which she did. I just am having a tough time reconciling fighting hard and now quitting. Sarah Palin was vilified more than Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think, has ever been, and she never quit. She always stood to fight toe-to-toe. So, again, I do think once Trump's support dried up, I think that she said that she was out, and obviously she is.
I agree on the quitting. And by the way, I think Sarah Palin didn't she leave office early after she lost? Because I think sometimes the issue with women is they feel like when they're suddenly getting all these attacks, it is very scary. When they have kids and loved ones, suddenly you start feeling, and then they feel like their constituents, who should be their first priority, are suddenly taking a lot of extra flack. I think that that's a misnomer. Like, I don't think people should quit. I don't like it when anybody does it, whether they're doing it to run for another office or they're just doing it to get out completely. I don't like that. I think you should keep your commitment. But I do agree with you. I think she made a lot of fair points, and it's a lot of things I've already been thinking, even before she thought them. And I'm disappointed in both of them. Like, I think this is an overreaction on both sides here. I don't think MTG should be labeled a traitor. I don't know what in the world she did, to deserve that title compared to all the snakes in D.C. But I also think this is an overreaction to give up and quit. Now, she has been loyal to Trump, as you said, through the darkest time. Yep. So I see that. She proved it. He should see it. And that probably does take an emotional and physical toll. I don't know how she's done it with, like she said, she had parents. You know, she has kids. She had the double whammy between two dangers. I mean, that's a lot to live your own life and then to be in this insane world.
Why not just hang in for another year?
I mean, I
understand you're disappointed. Look, as Bannon texted on Friday saying the world is upside down now. You have Mom Donnie at the White House, And now Marjorie Taylor Greene is out. So, again, look, MAGA is Trump. MAGA is bigger than one person. But she was a fighter. She was one of the few members of Congress that fought for the J6ers. I will always remember that about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I appreciate what she did for that. But I just think we need more people like her, not less.
Exactly. Like when Matt Gaetz left. I don't get that either. So, I mean, maybe some of these issues, these conversations are important to have because we do need to figure out how to keep MAGA going post-Trump, which I don't even want to think about because you're right. There will be no MAGA without Trump. So, again, I'm on both their side. I like both of them.
Yeah, it was a very disappointing day. It really was.
Not sure
I just,
what's going on.
And so maybe things like he was able to get over it with Elon Musk, maybe the same thing will happen with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, it's time to head over to the news center where Maggie Hunter's patiently waiting to deliver her latest headlines.
Well, thank you. Good morning. April McLean Delaney has joined Utah Republican Congressman Mike Kennedy to introduce the Algorithm Accountability Act. The bipartisan legislation would hold social media companies accountable for harms caused by content pushed through their algorithms. The lawmakers say the current Communications Decency Act gives online platforms legal immunity for harmful content posted by users. McLean Delaney says the law was written nearly three decades ago and fails to address risks that users, especially children, may face. And 20 years have gone by and police in Baltimore County are asking for help in solving a murder. On November 23rd, 2005, an abandoned Chrysler minivan was discovered in Rosedale near Lax Lane and McFall Road. Police found 29-year-old Gerald Singletary with fatal and close-range gunshot wounds. An officer was assaulted while trying to break up a fight, according to police in Baltimore. The incident took place in Federal Hill on November 23rd around 3:17. The Southern District officer was hospitalized following the assault. And three individuals received medical treatment after a fire in northeast Baltimore. Authorities say that crews were dispatched to Hamlet Avenue around 1:12 a.m. on Sunday morning. So far, no updates have been provided. And police were sent to the 3200 block of Chelsea Terrace around 2 p.m. Sunday, November 23rd. Authorities say reports of gunfire were made, and when they went to the location, a victim was found with multiple gunshot wounds and unresponsive. City police were dispatched to the 3100 block of West North Avenue on November 22nd. According to authorities, three people were shot. At least one victim was declared dead. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, we have delays at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The accident is in the left tube in the left-hand lane on 95 South. The right tube has both lanes open. The left tube is a single lane to the right. And we are getting a backup on 95 back towards O'Donnell Street and back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So already that is a problem. If you're leaving downtown, you're coming down 395 from the Convention Center from Camden Yard. You take the ramp to go south on 95 right at the end of that ramp. There's an accident vehicle hit the guardrail off to the right, so they're blocking the right lane. It's a single lane there. We can get by. It takes about 4 or 5 minutes right now as you're coming south from Camden Yards and down through that area. I want to take a very quick check at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Now, yeah, thought just what I figured. There's the backup over on 95. Very quickly, we get a delay now on 895, and that's backing up beginning back towards Erdman Avenue and Pulaski Highway. So big delays already southbound this morning at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and dry and mild today with highs in the upper 50s, making for a good travel day. Turning mostly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And a 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, the Ravens' red zone offense has been an issue all year, and it wasn't great yesterday, but it did get the job done.
Lamar hands it to Henry, walks it in for a touchdown. So John Harbaugh rolls the dice after Aaron Glenn rolled the dice on fourth down and came up empty.
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS, the second of two red zone touchdowns for the King, helping to produce a 23-10 win over the Jets, Baltimore's fifth in a row, earning them a share of the lead in the AFC North. The Ravens had five red zone possessions in all yesterday, the other three producing Tyler Loop field goals. Post-game locker room, John Harbaugh addressing the team on what it took to get to 6-5.
Because what we've been through got us through today, all right? What we've been through all year, the first half, got us through the second half of what we've done so far. First half of this game, second half of this game. That's how strong you are. That's what won the football game. Mental toughness.
Two takeaways by the Ravens defense, one at the 2-yard line didn't hurt, and neither did a pair of missiles, otherwise known as punts, launched by Jordan Stout flipping the field.
Well, that second punt, the 74-yarder, wind was in my face, like heavy. And I mean, it's just human nature. Like, I was nervous. Like, I really didn't want to be hitting that punt. But
elsewhere in the division, Steelers without Aaron Rodgers falling to the Bears. Got 31-28 the final, creating 6-5 atop the AFC North. The Bengals falling to the Patriots, and Shedeur Sanders becoming the first Browns quarterback since Eric Zier 35 years ago to win his starting Browns debut. Cleveland beats the Raiders in Vegas, who fired offensive coordinator Chip Kelly after the game. Elsewhere in the league, two fantastic finishes with playoff implications. First to Kansas City.
Watch now, Butker possibly win it from 27 yards. And the kick is good. Kansas City survives, and they are still in the mix in the AFC.
Jim Nantz had the call on CBS. Chiefs atop the Colts 23-20 in overtime, but still in 10th place in the AFC. And then to Dallas, where the Cowboys at one point were down 21 to the Eagles, but Brandon Aubrey at the gun wins it 24-21, the largest comeback in Dallas Cowboys football history. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what to make of the Ravens at 6-5.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire? Or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, did you have a good weekend?
I
certainly
did.
Hope.
And I capped it off last night with a big DeMatha win.
Yes, you did.
The Stags have won the WCAC championship second year in a row. A tight game, 20-13.
So they win the Capital Division. So right. Now they got to play St. Mary's Riken.
Yeah,
right. But which they're going to beat them, right?
Because
you can't. Because any team from Leonardtown or wherever the hell they are, they can't beat DeMatha. You can't go down to Southern Maryland and win.
Way to go, Stags.
So what to do with these Ravens right now? Okay, so here's my point. They're 6-5. It's great. The five-game winning streak, fantastic. But you know who the five losses are to?
Yeah.
The Bills, the Chiefs, the Texans, the Rams, and the Lions. At least four of them are going to make the playoffs. Maybe all five.
Well, they're beating the teams that they should be.
Well, right. Okay, they're beating the teams on the schedule.
So, but there's something off with Lamar Jackson. He doesn't look right. He doesn't look as mobile as he used to. He doesn't have that spark. So that concerns me a little bit for the Ravens offense. Ravens defense is obviously playing a lot better, and special teams are off the charts. But I think right now, when you look at it, who would think that the Pats at 10-2 would be standing up there? They're the
number one team in the league
right now
at this point.
Yeah.
I just think that you're either a half glass empty or a half glass full guy. The half glass full guy would say that the 1-5 start for the Ravens no matter who they played, sharpened their focus. And down the stretch now, they have some tough teams coming up, the Steelers, the Bengals twice, New England and Green Bay.
Yeah.
Maybe that sharpened focus is exactly what they need for the last six games of the year.
Good point. Start Thursday night.
We shall see.
Thanksgiving night. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock, getting a reaction to Marjorie Taylor Greene's sudden resignation. Mark in Baltimore, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. First of all, way to go, Ravens. I also want to wish you and all your listeners a happy Thanksgiving holiday.
The same
up,
to you, sir.
Thursday. Yes, it is. Thank you. Here's a question. When Green resigns officially on Monday, January 5th, in a month and a half from now, how is her seat going to be replaced? Is the governor going to have a special appointment to her seat until the November 2026 elections?
No, there will be a special election to fill out the remainder of her term since it's a full year. So that'll happen. Governor Kemp is going to have to call for that in Georgia. Here's the other thing that Marjorie Taylor isn't thinking, or maybe she is thinking. That now takes the Republican numbers down to 219. So all Speaker Johnson can lose is two votes. Once he's 219, you need 218 to pass a bill. So it's really now razor thin. And for fighting as hard as she did for 5 years in Congress, she has left the current Republican, speakership and the current Republican majority in deep trouble. I mean, she's not the only one. There are the others, like the Democrats lost one as well, but I'm just saying that, you don't quit. I mean, you made a vow to the people who voted for you. In Georgia, you fulfill that promise. Well, I understand there was health reasons, or I know Sarah Palin. We talked about Sarah Palin. I know her kids were being threatened, and her family was in great jeopardy at that point. But I think that in this particular case, Marjorie Taylor Greene's tough enough to handle herself, and I just think that it really is going to be tough getting a lot of stuff passed now.
Will do. Well, listen, thank you very much. Hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. And let's go to Bill in Owings Mills. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
Just concerned about, I'm just as kind of shocked as you are, but probably not surprised. I'm wondering where it might be something we don't know. What's in it for her for quitting? I'm wondering if there's not the pension, but is she being paid off or something?
I don't think for that one second that's anything behind it. I do believe, and it was nasty. It's nasty between her and the president. And I think once she lost his support, she goes, well, where do I go now? I mean, this is the movement. This is the guy I've been fighting for. And did she make some mistakes? Yeah. Did Trump make some mistakes? Probably.
Here's my other concern. I've told you that after Trump, what's going to happen in this country? I got to tell you, the progressives have done just that. They have progressed to the point that they're getting Mondani and whoever else is in Seattle. And you got to ask yourself, what the hell is this country? It's taken years for it to get this way. And I'm just wondering if after President Trump. I know he's made a dent, but how long is it going to last? Because you have idiots and misinformed.
But it won't last. It will not last unless we have a true MAGA successor to the president. And right now you're hard-pressed to name who that is. I mean, I am too.
I don't know. And the thing of it is, I hate to see my country go down the toilet. And I'm wondering how far we are from, have we decreased to that point yet, to the point of no return? Because as many victories as President Trump's making, and I love the guy for what he's doing. Believe me, what's happening, who's going to take his place and has that much fervor?
There are some, and I've talked to a few people over the weekend, and thanks for your call, Bill. Mm-hmm. There are some who believe that Marjorie Taylor Greene may be able to get more done on the outside than on the inside, and that this is all part of the game. I don't know. Your thoughts are welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Aries the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
30-minute delays already this morning, southbound both the Harvard tunnels. The culprit, number one, is southbound in the left tube, left-hand lane at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's a wreck now that's been in that side of the tunnel for 45 minutes and going for more. The backup there now on 95 is back to Moravia Road. 895 didn't have any problems at all, but they get the word back in Rosedale that there's a problem on 95, and now 895 is also backed up to Moravia Road. 30-minute delays and continuing, not going away anytime soon. The wreck on the ramp, which, again, normally there's nothing here. The ramp from southbound 395, you come out of downtown at the Convention Center, Camden Yards, at the Raven Stadium, and you come through there. That ramp is always clear. The right side of that ramp, right at the very end of that ramp on the 95 South, is taking away the right lane. Vehicle smashed the guardrail on the right side. So we're getting one lane by. It's just a slow roll as you're coming south from the ramp at Dr. King. Now there's a report of an accident. I think I see the impact beginning I-70 westbound at the ramp at Route 29 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, dry, and mild today. Upper 50s. Overnight temps, upper 30s tonight. So it's going to be a little bit chilly. A little chilly start to the morning here today. Right now we're looking at 39 in Arnold, and it's 38 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Now it is well known throughout the Midwest that the old man is a turkey junkie, a bona fide golly turkaconus freak.
That's a good Christmas story.
I love
that's
that movie.
That is a classic. That is one of our all-time favorites. A Long Island, New York pizzeria has gone viral for their Thanksgiving pizza.
Oh,
what's wow. on it, you ask? Here is the owner, Joe Barbieri, from Pino's Pizza of Deer Park, to tell you.
We're making Thanksgiving pizza. Turkey gravy, apple sausage stuffing, fresh roasted turkey breast. Finish it off with a Salpino's famous cranberry sauce, made with dry figs, dates, and pears.
Yeah, almost everything on the pizza for the Thanksgiving pie. It's a square, not round, costs $34.99, and already they've sold 500 Thanksgiving pizzas.
Might not be bad.
Yeah. At first I was kind of, and then you're not putting tomato sauce or mozzarella right. on it, so.
Right, so it's just a different just platform, if you will.
Right, like they used to have a Thanksgiving sandwich somewhere.
Yeah,
where
right. No, they have Thanksgiving subs. Now in some of the sub shops. Speaking of which, Firehouse Subs is ready to rescue dry turkeys this Thanksgiving with its limited edition gravy extinguisher. 100% of the proceeds from every Firehouse Subs gravy extinguisher sold by the firefighter-founded Hot Sub chain will benefit their Public Safety Foundation. Again, you can get your very own Firehouse Sub gravy extinguisher for $20 at firehousegravyrescue.com while supplies last. I don't know if you get it in time for Thanksgiving, but you can order yours today.
Christmas.
Yeah. It's filled with gravy, and you just, put the pump the firehouse extinguisher over top of your bird.
So, oh, dear.
Yes. Domino's is debuting the new Spicy Chicken Bacon Ranch Pizza as its latest in the lineup. Grilled chicken breast, ranch, bacon, jalapenos, provolone cheese made with mozzarella. That's pizza cheese. And a drizzle of buffalo sauce as well. $9.99. At participating Domino's. I definitely would try that. I do.
So
like
would
that.
I. May not be able to report to work early.
Right. Favorite Thanksgiving, part of Thanksgiving meal is, Maggie?
Mashed potatoes.
You like the mashed potatoes? With or without gravy?
Butter, not gravy.
You like the butter instead of gravy. Mm-hmm. So people like gravy. Chuck?
The nap.
The nap.
With the tryptophan.
Bert? Yes.
Do you like to nap with Ken?
The nap with Ken?
Oh.
It depends on who it is.
That's a West Virginia Thanksgiving.
But there are some apps. Well, never mind. There's no sense in letting that out of the box.
Mine is the stuffing. My mother made the most incredible stuffing.
My mom did, too.
And same. I'd much rather
inside
have the stuffing.
Inside the turkey, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And now they say it's you can get sick if you do it.
You just got to make sure it's the proper temperature. You get a little thermometer there, and you put it in your bird. And make sure it's cooked.
It's important to maintain the
right.
temperature of your bird,
exactly.
sir.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
It's the best. It is the best. Thanksgiving stuffing. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48. It's coming up on 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Governor Tax Moore was crowing about a big investment that AstraZeneca is going to pour nearly $2 billion into the state of Maryland.
Hey, Maryland. I'm in Frederick today to announce a major investment with AstraZeneca. Their expansion here and their new manufacturing site in Gaithersburg is the largest commitment of private capital in at least the last 10 years. and continues our goal of making Maryland the life sciences capital of the United States. This investment will bring hundreds of good-paying jobs. Jobs will help people support their families and build their future right here in Maryland. So Maryland, our economy is growing, and our economy is diversifying, and we're just getting started.
All right, so and look, that's always a good thing when you have companies that want to invest in Maryland, $2 billion, but here's the catch. Here's the part he did not tell you, the part he left out. So they're investing nearly $2 billion. We're going to partner, and we're going to kick in 10% investment match of the total project costs. And then there's $116.5 million capital budget commitment that the taxpayers are kicking in over the next 8 years. All told, $300 million of our taxpayer money going to this project to create 300 jobs. That's $1 million a job, folks. Does that still sound like it's a great deal for you? Doesn't sound like it's a great deal for me. We get hit with the largest tax increase in history, $1.67 billion, and then we're supposed to feel really good about forking out another $300 million for 300 jobs to keep AstraZeneca here in the state of Maryland. I don't think you see that as a win-win in my book at all. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Don't forget Town Appliance for all your appliance needs, especially you got the big Black Friday sale coming up, and you've got all sorts of great deals at their stunning showroom in Owings Mills right off Reisterstown Road. Go in and see Mayor. I'll see him a little bit later on this morning, so maybe you'll see me while I'm in the showroom a little bit later on. But the point is, they've got everything for all budgets, and they got great customer service and a price match as well. That's Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills, for the big Black Friday sale, and for all your appliance needs.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, see, we've heard from Fred. Fred says Marjorie Taylor Greene speaking at that rally on the Capitol steps with the anti-Trump signs behind her didn't help mend any fences, that's for sure. Yeah, that was the Epstein Files release press conference. She was not calling out the president, but there are many people there with her that were. I do think that her partnership or hooking up with Thomas Massie, who votes against everything. I can't remember the last time this guy ever voted for a bill, and along with Rand Paul. He just kind of, that's where when Trump says she was a traitor, he wasn't talking about to the country. He was talking about to the movement. And so that's, you got to get stuff done in Washington. And Massie and Rand Paul, they're just really establishment guys, you know, and they don't vote with establishment, but they don't vote to get rid of establishment. That's the other problem. That's where she made some, and I think that the choice to support Kevin McCarthy as speaker, I mean, that was a little bit, curious as well. But, you know, again, we can all agree to disagree, but at the end of the day, you know, when she did lose the trust and faith of the president in her campaign, in her ideology, that's when it went south. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
30-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Again, a lot of folks traveling today trying to get an early start. They're all backed up to the city-county line, both on 95 southbound and on 895. The problem has been almost within the next three, 4 minutes, going to be an hour
that this wreck has been in the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Only the right lane of the left tunnel is open. The backup is all the way back to Moravia Road. 895, there's nothing wrong there, but that's the overflow traffic. There's no key bridge, so we have to go to the Old Harbor Tunnel. So we're backed up there, back to the city-county line. If you're coming out of downtown, Camden Yards, a convention center, there's an accident at the end of the ramp from 395, the ramp that would take you south onto 95. The right side of that ramp is affected. There's some police activity here. I'm not sure what this is, but they have some lane blockage at Golden Ring Road right at the intersection at Pulaski Highway over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Will be sunny, dry, and mild today. Upper 50s for the high. Overnight temperatures going to be in the upper 30s. And then we start clouding up, rain moving into the area later for tomorrow high, mid-50s. And the temperature's going to drop just in time for Thanksgiving. So keep that in mind. It's going to be pretty cold. Right now it's clear and 38 in the city, 38 in Essex. And Maryland Governor Taxmore is advocating for investment in AI and quantum computing as the state faces a $1.5 billion budget deficit for fiscal year 2027. Last week, he was at this event at National Harbor, and the governor was emphasizing the potential for these technologies to bolster Maryland's private sector and overall economy. Delegate Mark Fisher, Republican from Baltimore County, criticizing Governor Taxmore's plan on social media, arguing that he doesn't have enough power to drive AI and quantum computing.
The governor is against coal power, and it's against natural gas power. And the way we're really going to power the modern economy, quite frankly, is with natural gas primarily. There'll also be nuclear, of course. Look at your electricity bill. Why do you think it's so high? It's so high because there isn't enough electricity. And that's because the governor of Maryland won't allow new electricity generation to open in Maryland or to be built. So he's all talk. You know, he's like, oh, I want us to be the quantum computing hub of the world. It's utter nonsense.
Well, the problem is most of the quantum computing and the data centers are in Northern Virginia right now. And that's the quantum computing hub of the East Coast right now. It's not Maryland. And one wonders if with the heavy taxes on workers and residents of Maryland, a lot of people don't want to come bring their companies here because it's going to be very expensive for their people to live here. Thus, they're going to have to pay their people a lot more money to attract them here in the first place. Now, Anirban Basu, he's an economist, he thinks that this is a good deal for Maryland.
It's a good thing. It's not enough. What I'm saying is that it's fine to be focused on these very narrow segments of the economy. Quantum computing is a narrow segment of the economy. It's an emerging part of the economy, but it's still very small. So most people we talk to, they don't work in biotechnology. They don't work for a pharmaceutical company, but many people work in restaurants or for landscaping services or as teachers or as federal government employees, etc. And we need to focus broadly on Maryland's economic competitiveness, not just on a handful of high-wage segments.
The quantum computer hub of the world is in Northern Virginia. It's not in Maryland.
Yeah, that's a great point by Delegate Mark Fisher. I mean, look at the end of the day, we have now transitioned from a manufacturing-based economic platform here in Maryland to a service-based one, and it's just not the same. You can see that. Gone are the days of Beth Steele and so many. Remember, we had a bunch of Fortune 500 companies here in the state of Maryland. I don't even know if we have one left that's here. I'd have to look that up and see if we have any Fortune 500 companies left here in the state of Maryland at this point. So, again, when you made that transition from manufacturing to service-based, we lost a lot of work. We lost a lot of our base and a lot of our tax revenue as well. And right now, he's trying to plug a little bit of, it's like whack-a-mole. One day he's trying to plug a hole here with quantum computing or over here with AI, and it's just not enough when you're losing so many in retirees and you're losing young people because they'd rather go to Northern Virginia where the cost of living isn't as high as it is here in the state of Maryland. Get your thoughts on that as well. Our good friends at Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have finally joined together to make sure that no no matter where you are in the Baltimore Metro, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business over half a century. And really, it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up, whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission, for actually hundreds less than what the dealers would charge you. Look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies, free area towing and financing available. So call Glen Burnie Transmissions. Tell them I told you to call 410-766-8500 or gpt-online.com or Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company every day at WCBM.com or on our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. And coming up next, it was an unusual meeting between President Trump and Zohran Mamdani, the New York City mayor-elect. We'll take a look at that. And also, will the MTG Trump feud end up breaking up MAGA? A lot of people are asking that question. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Top U.S. and Ukrainian officials are reporting substantial progress toward ending the Russia-Ukraine war. The focus is a 28-point U.S. peace plan.
At weekend talks in Geneva, officials discussed an American proposal for peace, which some European allies fear is too favorable to Moscow. Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the talks as productive. He shared few details, though he said any final agreement would need Russia's approval. Earlier, President Trump complained on social media that Ukraine's leaders were not grateful for U.S. military assistance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel has struck Lebanon's capital for the first time since June, saying it killed Hezbollah's chief of staff and warning the Iran-backed terrorist group not to rearm and not to rebuild. The strike in Beirut was launched almost a year after a ceasefire ended the latest Israel-Hezbollah war. 50 of the 303 school kids abducted from a Catholic school in Nigeria have escaped. They're now back with their families. 50 children between the ages of 10 and 18 escaped individually between Friday and Saturday. A total of 253 school children and 12 teachers are still missing after gunmen attacked the Catholic school last week. So many predictions regarding the outcome of next year's midterm elections. How will the Democrats fare? How will the Republicans do? The way House Majority Whip Tom Emmer figures it, Republicans are in a pretty good position.
We only have three of our members in seats that Kamala Harris won. And by comparison, our colleagues on the other side of the aisle have 11 of their members. This is without redistricting. They have 11 of their members in seats that Donald Trump won in the last election.
The Minnesota Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 18 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 136. S&P futures 21 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-367-2816. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-367-2816. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-367-2816. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-367-2816 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so both the accidents that we had that were causing all the big problems are gone. The accident from 395 south at Camden Yards out on the 95, the end of the ramp, clear. The accident going in the left to Fort McHenry Tunnel, clear. So now we're making some progress. We'll see how long it takes for all this traffic to clear. Very quickly cleared the ramp downtown. at 395. Wasn't much traffic left over there, but we're still looking at massive delays southbound for both the Harbor Tunnels. But now four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The normal two lanes are open southbound on 895. A couple of other accidents in the city in the last 30 minutes. Cold Spring Lane, Pimlico Road, Dundalk Avenue, and Hollabird Avenue over on the southeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and dry and mild today with highs in the upper 50s, making for a good travel day. Turning mostly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 37 degrees in Parkville and 33 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An Anne Arundel County man has been indicted for his role in a sex trafficking ring based out of the Philippines. 46-year-old Philip Turner faces charges that include five counts of sexual exploitation of a child, online coercion and enticement, and receiving child sexual abuse material. According to the indictment, Turner connected online with known child traffickers in the Philippines from 2017 until 2025. He allegedly negotiated prices, selected children that he wanted to watch, and the sex acts he wanted to see. Court documents indicate the victims were between 10 and 14 years old. The city of Annapolis has unveiled the project sign for the West East Express Trail. City leaders say it marks a major milestone in expanding safe, accessible connections for bicyclists and pedestrians across the community. The WE Trail will extend the popular trail to the east and west, connecting neighborhoods, parks, schools, and key destinations from downtown to Parole. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 108, the pick 4 9173. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, rarely does a punter get love on the air at day after a game, but rarely does a punter do what Jordan Stout did yesterday.
Stout gets it away. A booming kick. Williams will let it go. It bounces at the five and rolls out of bounds. My goodness, Jordan Stout.
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Jordan Stout, 67-yarder, pinned the Jets back with New York trailing 20-10 late in the third, and it led directly to the Ravens' final 3 points in a 23-10 win over the Jets. After the game, an ecstatic head coach John Harbaugh, over the moon, as it were, on his special team's weapon.
I mean, he has made a big jump. He's made a big jump this year, and I think he's kind of found himself. Sometimes you got to figure out, like, well, what type of a punter am I going to be? And I think he's really punting toward to his strengths.
Stout 74-yarder earlier tied the all-time franchise record first set by Sam Cook. So after 12 weeks of the NFL season, the Ravens are finally over 500 at 6-5 and in the first place tied with the Steelers, who were beaten yesterday by the Bears 31-28. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Raiders fire offensive coordinator Chip Kelly after losing to Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. Baker Mayfield sprains his shoulder in last night's 34-7 loss to the Rams, and the Cowboys come back from 21 down to beat the Eagles by 3, the largest comeback win in Dallas franchise history. Coming up in 30 minutes, what to make of Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. You can email us at am680@WCVM.com. Text into the show using the free WCVM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, the Seditious Six. They took to the airwaves over the weekend, and it was an embarrassing moment for Senator Slotkin on ABC. We'll have couldn't name a single illegal order, and we have a president's reaction to that. Also, will the feud between Marjorie Taylor Greene and President Trump end up driving a major wedge into MAGA or not? But our top story here today, the big surprise was Friday at the White House. The Kami Mamdani, who reached out, wanted to meet with the president. He wasn't invited, but he wanted to reach out and meet with President Trump at the White House. And there they were in the Oval Office. And I just look at the optics of that. And to me, it looked to me like you got the leader of the free world seated at the Resolute desk, which is a symbol of power, right? And you have Mamdani standing up next to him like they look like a little schoolboy. So I think that was a little bit of an optical lesson for Mamdani. I know people have done that. Elon Musk has done it in the past. The president likes to sit at the Resolute desk because it does exude power. And I think that was just my immediate takeaway. But all of a sudden, these two guys, Mamdani calling President Trump a fascist and President Trump calling Mamdani a communist, he took a different tack, a different strategy with Mamdani.
But I just want to congratulate. I think you're going to have hopefully a really great mayor. The better he does, the happier I am, I will say. There's no difference in party. There's no difference in anything. And we're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true, having a strong and very safe New York.
No, but there is a difference in party. There is a difference in ideology. What Trump is saying is that, you know, if New York does well, the country does well. And I think we all agree with that. But no one is really expecting Mamdani to do well with his socialist, communist, Marxist ideology. But yet Trump said they had a productive meeting.
We've just had a great meeting, a really good, very productive meeting. We have one thing in common. We want this city of ours that we love to do very well.
Mamdani also said that he felt the meeting bore fruit.
I appreciated the meeting with the president, and as he said, it was a productive meeting focused on a place of shared admiration and love, which is New York City, and the need to deliver affordability to New Yorkers, the 8.5 million people who call our city their home, who are struggling to afford life in the most expensive city in the United States of America.
But he did reaffirm that he was not there as part of the MAGA crowd or anything else for that matter. He said he is a Democrat socialist.
I can tell you I am someone who is a Democratic socialist. I've been very open about that. And I know there might be differences about ideology, but the place of agreement is the work that needs to be done to make New York City affordable.
Yeah. And one common area that they allegedly agreed on, I wasn't in the meeting, was on getting rid of the criminal element in New York City.
You both have differences when it comes to ICE agents in New York City. Mr. Mamdani, you call ICE a rogue government entity. I wonder how you reconcile your differences on both of those issues.
Well, I think we're going to work them out. And I think that if we have known murderers and known drug dealers and some very bad people, you know, we want to get them out. And the mayor wants to have peace. We discussed this at great length, actually, maybe more than anything else. He wants to have a safe New York. Ultimately, a safe New York is going to be a great New York. If it's not safe, no matter how well we do with pricing and with anything else, we can talk about anything you want. If you don't have safe streets, it's not going to be a success. So we're going to work together. We're going to make sure that if there are horrible people there, we want to get them out. I think he wants to get them out maybe more than I do. So we'll work together. We discussed it at great length. Yes.
Yeah, I think this was President Trump looked presidential, sounded presidential. And this, I think, the country looks at this and, hey, we like it when people get together and can agree to disagree agreeably. The proof comes in the pudding. Once he gets in office, once he starts with his policies and implementing his policies and protocols, whether or not that bloom comes off the rose, we'll see. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And just made a quick check through Annapolis, and no problems right now. We're still clear at I-97 southbound at Route 32. Some of the areas now with the clear skies are beginning to get the bright sunshine. So if you're traveling south and east, make sure you have your sunglasses ready for that. Thought it might be a little bit lighter this week, but the early morning buildups are out there on the Beltway, 795 going down through Frederick Road before it gets better down the hill towards 95, and there is slowing on the outer loop at Hartford Road. Both the tunnels still hurting from earlier problems this morning going south with a wreck at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Everybody's open again, but we're still moving a lot of slow traffic southbound. 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, both on 895 and 95 south. And really don't see any problems early on the JFX for the traffic south from Ruxton Road working its way in towards downtown, including the camera right here at Ruxton Road. All the lanes are moving southbound towards the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, dry, and mild today. Upper 50s for the high. Overnight lows upper 30s. Cloudy, rain moves into the area later tomorrow, mid-50s for the high. Right now, 38 and sunny in Middle River, 38 in Severn under sunny skies as well. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, a lot of tongues are wagging, I should say, over the weekend, over the Mamdani. It looks like President Trump had his charm offensive game on as he was, he likes to do. He buddy-butters you. You know, he slaps you on the back, and, you know, you get a lot more with honey than you do with vinegar. So he's trying the honey first to see if that works with Mamdani. But White House press spokesperson Caroline Levitt says, look, Trump will meet with and talk with anyone.
This meeting today really proved that President Trump is willing to meet with anybody, to sit across the table, to shake hands, look people in the eye, and have discussions on how they can mutually benefit the American public.
Yeah, I mean, President Xi, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, Kim Jong-un of North Korea. He will meet with anyone, and even dollar store Obama he'll meet with, and Chuckie Schumer. They're probably tougher than the authoritarians that he has to deal with on a regular basis. But Caroline says Trump's values and mission will not change.
President Trump's never going to change his values, but he's always going to try to work with others to make this country great.
Yeah, remember, he is a negotiator. He's a deal maker. He's a builder, and this is right up his alley. How do we build more affordable housing in New York City? How do we do it and do it in a way that's going to benefit New York, benefit capitalism, and not communism? Maybe Trump is going to sit there and kind of school Mamdani as he makes New York great again. Wouldn't that be something? Look, when it comes right down to it, Trump says they even talked about bringing the National Guard into New York City.
Right now, other places need it more, but if they need it, we had a very good meeting yesterday. We talked about that. But if they need it, I would do it.
Yeah, if they need it, and they might, because Chicago certainly needs it, and Baltimore after this weekend might need it as well. Trump did announce he's terminating temporary protected status for Somalis in Minnesota, effective immediately. So, again, they should go back to from whence they came and get them out of here. He also designated the Muslim Brotherhood as a foreign terrorist organization, which is long overdue. He stopped short on CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Texas Governor Greg Abbott designated both in his state as foreign terror groups. But the Muslim Brotherhood gets the nod now from President Trump. Also, he decried what is going on in Nigeria, where thousands of Christians, innocent Christian men, women, and children are being slaughtered.
Nigeria is a disgrace. The whole thing is a disgrace. They're killing people by the thousands. It's a genocide. And I'm really angry about it.
Yeah. And so we'll see what happens there. The president also went on to say we must focus all of our energy and might on election fraud. And he shared Laura Logan. You know, she does this podcast called Going Rogue. And her latest one is just an eye-opener. Maybe we'll get some audio from it this week. But in her interview with an ex-CIA officer, it shows all the players and the cartels of Venezuela and other cartels that have more money than the CIA does, and how they're able to manipulate elections in their own countries and elsewhere, and might have a little bit of an imprint here. But he said, we got to get this election stuff squared away. Other MAGA folks over the weekend, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, had a good solution for how to avoid higher inflation prices and costs.
Council on Economic Advisors has a study. You know the best way to bring your inflation rate down? Move from a blue state to a red state. Blue state inflation is 0.5% higher, and that is because they don't deregulate. They keep prices up.
Great jobs report, of course, that came out last week. They were expecting 50,000 jobs to be created. It was over double that at 119,000 jobs. He's got a great piece, by the way, over the weekend in the Washington Compost, does Bessent. It's time to end the filibuster. Senate Republicans should not shy from doing what Democrats are certain to do if they regain power. Do it now. I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene last hour. House should have been in session. They should have been codifying all of this into legislation. What'd they do over the weekend on Friday? They had this meaningless motion to denounce socialism. Folks, that's kabuki theater. That's exactly what MTG and I and others are talking about. Stop with the political nonsense and the games and the gimmicks. Codify Trump's executive orders into law. As far as the tariff checks Jameson Greer says they're on the way in 2026.
I'm not too worried about inflation, right? This is not some kind of ongoing new welfare program or something like that that would exacerbate any inflation. You know, if it's a one-time check or something like that, I think American families would probably welcome that, but I don't think it would change the overall macroeconomic picture.
Next up for the National Guard and federal agents, New Orleans. 250 federal agents are going to surge New Orleans. The incoming mayor plans to try to impede the feds. We may actually get an arrest there. We'll have to wait and see. And so it goes on day 309 of the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
FM 721 and more to come. Your calls and comments as well. 410-922-6680. What did you think of the President Trump Zohran Mamdani meeting in the White House? 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to KC and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Prostatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We had problems early this morning, 6 o'clock, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel with an accident southbound that was there an hour in the left tube. And, of course, that backs us up on 95, which in turn backs up 895, the other tunnel, which is right next door. We're still backed up to Moravia Road on both the tunnels. So we're still looking at 25 to 30-minute delays. Everybody's moving, but they're just not moving very quickly. Southbound on 95 and 895. Some areas on the Beltway pretty slow here now. The outer loop at Hartford Road coming over, and I'm just changing the camera over towards Paring Parkway. It's slow even there. So we'll go a little bit further and look over to Providence Road. See if there's anything there. Don't see anything there, but it is definitely slow from Hartford Road, at least down to the hill at Lock Raven Boulevard. So there may be something there. We'll try to see if we can get a report on that. The inner loop at Park Heights Avenue towards Green Spring, not too bad. The west side has been solid. And again, today, it's just about the normal delay, 795 going south down through Frederick Road. Have not seen any problems on the southwest side of the Beltway. One new accident very close to Camden Yards downtown, Russell Street, near the ramp at Dr. King. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, dry, mild today. Upper 50s for the high. Right now, sunny, 39 in Baltimore City. Zohran Mamdani, the New York City mayor-elect, was on with Meet the Depressed, or Defeat the Press, as some call it, with Kristen Welker yesterday. And there was that one exchange where Jackie Heinrich of Fox News asked if Mamdani still thought President Trump was a fascist after meeting with him, and Trump kind of intervened. Go ahead, and you could say, yes, it's probably, I've been called worse things, just kind of blowing it off like it was no big deal. And here is Mamdani saying that he still thinks that Trump indeed is a fascist.
Do you think that President Trump is a fascist?
And after President Trump said that, I said yes. And
so you do?
And that's something that I've said in the past. I say it today. And I think what I appreciated about the conversation that I had with the president was that we were not shy about the places of disagreement about the politics that has brought us to this moment. And we also wanted to focus on what it could look like to deliver on a shared analysis of an affordability crisis for New Yorkers.
You've also said in the past that President Trump has engaged in a, quote, attack on our democracy. You've called him a despot. Do you still believe President Trump is a threat to the democracy?
Everything that I've said in the past, I continue to believe.
But the optics didn't meet that when you look at it. The optics of the meeting was not that of a despot, was not that of a fascist or a threat to democracy. Here is a president of the United States, being a president of all Americans, saying, I'm going to help New York. As long as it is going to benefit New York City, New York State, and is not going to run aground of our ideology. But there's going to be massive disagreement. Make no mistake about it. But what Trump is doing, he is showing the world and the country and Mamdani, here, yeah, I'm willing to work with you. But if it doesn't, if you're not willing to work within the bounds of the Constitution, the framework of what we think is best for America, then good luck, because you're going to end up in the same place that every other socialist experiment has ended up in, and that is in the ash heap of history. Let's go to Mike in Hunt Valley. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I don't understand it myself, because, the president was saying about Mamdani and telling New Yorkers, and I have friends that live there, and saying don't vote for him, because he's a communist and he's a radical socialist and whatnot. And so they weren't going to vote for him anyway, but, it's good reason not to. And then this Oval Office meeting, he's like, oh, he's great. I think he's great. He'll do good for New York and everything. And it's just so, like, I don't know if the president's getting soft on communism or what, but you can't have it both ways. You're either supporting a communist or he's not a communist. I don't know.
Mike, let me ask you this. Do you think when the president meet with Xi Jinping or with Kim Jong-un or that he is a communist or he's supporting communism?
Well, if he's saying that he thinks that they're going to do a good job.
No, he's saying he hopes that he's going to do a good job. He thinks
using communist techniques.
And he knows that's not
good for the people of China. Then I think that's
not going to work. He knows it's not going to work.
Saying things, or he's just not being honest. You know, let's face it, he lies all the time. So maybe he's just doing one of those.
Who lies all the time?
Things. Donald Trump lies.
Oh, okay. There we go.
He lies about.
There we go. We smoked out a never Trumper in the crowd. All right, Mike. Thanks for the call. There he was. Again, they land in the weeds, as they often do. All right, our good friends at Audiology Associates, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, or conversations with old friends, losing your hearing, taking its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially? And it does. There have been studies that indicate that as we age and we lose hearing, it kind of is a disconnect, puts you out of touch, and that can accelerate physical deterioration as well as mental and even dementia. So, again, no matter what your age, I want you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for your treatment plan with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. The most trusted name in Maryland for over 42 years. Offices throughout the Baltimore Metro. Call the 410-944-3100 online, AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Three people are injured following a weekend house fire in Northeast Baltimore. Firefighters were called to the 5500 block of Hamlet Avenue overnight Sunday. The fire department says three residents were taken to a hospital for treatment, but there's no word on their injuries or conditions, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. City police are investigating a Sunday afternoon murder in Northwest Baltimore. The shooting happened just before 2 p.m. in the 3200 block of Chelsea Terrace, and the victim was taken to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Police have not released information on a suspect or a motive in the shooting. One man is dead and two others are injured after a triple shooting in Baltimore City. Police say the shooting happened at around 2:30 Saturday afternoon in the 3100 block of West North Avenue. One victim was pronounced dead at the scene and the other two were taken to hospitals for treatment. There were also non-fatal shootings Saturday in the 2800 block of Annapolis Road, the 3000 block of Falstaff Manor Court, the 6200 block of East Pratt Street, and the 300 block of West Lombard Street. An Anne Arundel County man has been indicted for his role in a sex trafficking ring based out of the Philippines. 46-year-old Philip Turner faces charges that include five counts of sexual exploitation of a child, online coercion and enticement, and receiving child sexual abuse material. According to the indictment, Turner connected online with known child traffickers in the Philippines from 2017 until 2025. He allegedly negotiated prices, selected children that he wanted to watch, and the sex acts he wanted to see. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
JFX is busy now. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. But with all the lanes open, some areas now south and eastbound We're fighting the very bright sunshine at this point in the rush hour. The Beltway is slow, Parkville to Towson, the Interloop now through Pikesville towards Green Spring and the JFX, 795 all the way down to Frederick Road on the west side. And, of course, both the Harbor Tunnels still recovering from earlier problems this morning. 6 o'clock hour, we had the wreck in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That backed us up. Slow recovery is still underway. We're still looking at least the minimum 25-minute delays southbound, both on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and dry and mild today with highs in the upper 50s, making for a good travel day. Turning mostly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, Ravens fans no doubt happy to be 6-5 after a 1-5 start, but justifiably concerned about the health and the play of their quarterback. Most recently, after yesterday's 23-10 win over the Jets. In the postgame, however, head coach John Harbaugh had Lamar's back.
Utmost confidence in Lamar Jackson. You know, always will. He's my guy. He's our guy. He's our quarterback. And Lamar's doing what he needs to do. You know, he's winning football games.
And then Harbaugh continued after that.
And, you know, it's not always pretty. I don't know how many times in the last however many years we've had wins like this where we've gotten up here and said, you know, it's not pretty and it's not perfect. But it's us. You know, it's us competing and fighting.
Later, Lamar was asked point blank, does he feel his injuries are hindering his ability to lead the offense?
No, I don't think that at all. You know, I feel like we just need to execute, you know, a lot better. We get in great field position, but we're not putting points on the board. You know, that have nothing to do with no injury. You just need to put points on the board right there.
Either way, Lamar not looking like the Lamar of old, of course, rarely crossing the line of scrimmage. 3 straight games now with under 200 yards passing. No touchdown passes in either of his last 2. Other Ravens notes from yesterday, Kyle Hamilton had to leave the game twice. Once with a shoulder, the second time with what looked like a heel/ankle injury. Harbaugh in the postgame saying it's not serious, but with a quick turnaround for Thursday night, Hamilton's status at this point is iffy. Also, Derrick Henry was 64 yards yesterday, moves past Marcus Allen, Edgerrin James, and Marshall Faulk into 12th place all-time on the rushing list, 19 yards now away from usurping the great Jim Brown. To baseball we turn. Friday was arbitration day for Major League Baseball teams. Sign them or let them go into free agency. And the big question in Baltimore was, would the team tender Ryan Mountcastle? Well, the answer is yes, keeping Mounty in the fold, at least for the time being. The most notable not tendered was Albert Suarez, who is now a free agent. The Birds also agreeing on a $2.25 million deal with Felix Bautista, who will miss the 2026 season. Formula One racing, Max Verstappen won the Las Vegas Grand Prix with Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri disqualified. And finally, a sad note from the world of basketball. Former Wake Forest star and 12-year NBA player Rodney Rogers passed away over the weekend, the number 9 overall NBA draft pick in 1993. Rogers had been paralyzed from the shoulders down since a dirt bike accident in November of 2008. He died of natural causes linked to his spinal cord injury. Rodney Rogers was 54 years of age. The time now is 7:37 when we return an all-too-often tale told in the NFL.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I don't know if you watched any of the Giants game yesterday.
I did not.
Jameis Winston was the quarterback for New York. They fell to 2-10. They should have won that game. They were leading in the fourth quarter.
What happened to the other quarterback?
Russell Wilson?
No.
Jackson Dart. Hurt.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a hammy. Anyway, that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is Jameis Winston was making news off the field last week in a podcast with Ndamukong Suh. And Winston was saying that he regrets letting his friends and family spend $400,000 a month of his money when he signed his big contract in the NFL. 2015, I think it was, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
right, yeah.
A $25 million deal. He said he didn't understand money so much that he didn't even notice the $400,000 a month was missing.
Yeah,
$400,000 a month over 12 months
right.
is almost $5 million a year. So it basically took him 5 years
to figure that out.
Yeah.
Don't these guys have, like, financial planners?
I would assume
accountants?
They do. But
I think two things that follow players from college to pro leagues where they make mistakes. One is they don't disassociate themselves from
family and friends. Hangers on.
Exactly. And two, especially the bad friends, the ones that did not have their best interest at heart, the ones that still might be dragging them down a little bit
exactly.
once they get to the NFL. And it impacts their ability to be a professional football player because it is a job. People forget that.
It's a job, and it's not forever,
nope.
obviously. Winston has made $80 million in his career. I just wonder how much of it he has left.
That's
any.
A good point. Yeah, so very good. Gary, thanks so much. Yep. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and the Mamdani being the big stunners, the meeting with Zohran Mamdani. And most of our folks emailing and faxing saying, hey, President Trump, he met with Rocket Man, he met with all these people. Sometimes you got to talk to people that you don't like or you don't agree with. That's part of it, and I get that, and that's fine. So whether it's MTG going on The View or whether it's Trump meeting Mamdani. It's different when you're talking about political leadership here. And this is part of his persona as the art of the deal. I mean, this is how he gets people to engage in negotiations. As I say, you get more with honey than you do with vinegar. If you put the walls up from the beginning, you're not going to get anything. If you just tear them all down and start from scratch, and then you start with a basis of trust. So that being said, Marjorie Taylor Greene had problems with... obviously what was going on in Washington. And most of the points that she has made so far, I agree with wholeheartedly. And here she talks about her goal. What was her goal in coming to Washington and now ending up in resigning?
My only goal and desire has ever been to hold the Republican Party accountable for the promises it makes to the American people and put America first. And I have fought against Democrats' damaging policies like the Green New Deal, wide-open, deadly, unsafe border policies, and the trans agenda on children and against women. With that has brought years of nonstop, never-ending personal attacks, death threats, lawfare, ridiculous slander and lies about me that most people could never withstand even for a single day. It has been unfair and wrong, not only to me, but especially to my family, but it's been wrong to my district as well. I have too much self-respect and dignity. I love my family way too much, and I do not want my sweet district to have to endure a hurtful and hateful primary against me by the president that we all fought for, only to fight and win my election while Republicans will likely lose the midterms. And in turn, be expected to defend the president against impeachment after he hatefully dumped tens of millions of dollars against me and tried to destroy me. It's all so absurd and completely unserious. I refuse to be a battered wife, hoping it all goes away and gets better.
Well, I mean, the reference she's making is, she's going to get primaried. She's going to get primaried because, President Trump and others thought that she cast her lot with Thomas Massey, and that's a bad choice on her part. We don't all make the best choices. And so there are people like Georgia State Senator Colton Moore who's interested in primarying Marjorie Taylor Greene. So, again, it was the dalliance with McCarthy, I think, was, in the moment. But in this particular case, this is about winning. Politics is hardball. And I understand her family, and you have family concerns. Maybe you don't get into politics, because let's face it, it is not it's not family friendly. Never has been, never will be. Especially if you're MAGA. And she also says that she's a fighter, and that she's fought harder for Trump and his agenda than anybody else.
I have fought harder than almost any other elected Republican to elect Donald Trump and Republicans to power. I traveled the country for years. I spent millions of my own money. I missed precious time with my family that I can never get back. And I showed up in places like outside the New York courthouse in Collect Pond Park against a raging leftist mob as Trump faced Democrat lawfare. Meanwhile, most of the establishment Republicans who secretly hate him and who stabbed him in the back and never defended him against anything have all been welcomed in right after the election.
All right. Well, a lot of what she says is true. But again, when you're the president of the United States and you're the leader of the Republican Party and you've got a significant establishment wing, you've got to bring them in. You can't alienate because you need the votes to get your agenda passed. That's the cold, hard reality of it all. But here's what I don't agree with Marjorie, and that is you don't hang your hat on fighting harder than everybody for Trump's agenda, for Trump himself, and then quit with a year to go in your term. And I think that is probably not going to sit well. She probably might regret that when all is said and done. She can always undo it. She can say, I've changed my mind. We'll see. 743 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast. Their opening game December 6th at Towson University. The morning back up now towards Annapolis. And boy, are they fighting the bright sunshine right here. I-97 southbound at the merge at Route 32. And then after the bridge at 178. Get a little shade there. And that's a little better. And then you're clear coming onto the ramp at 50 and I-97. And really no problems there. Everything between the Bay Bridge and the Severn River Bridge is open on 50, both east and westbound. Harford County, a new wreck, Route 152 Mountain Road at Pleasantville Road. There was a new wreck downtown coming in towards Harbor Place at Pratt Street, at Calvert Street, and about 30 minutes ago, we had the wreck right at Camden Yards at Russell Street at Dr. King. Slowing on the Beltway, Parkville, Pikesville, West Side, 795 to Frederick Road. Even the JFX, a little busy south after Ruxton Road. 25-minute delay still in that range, 25 minutes plus southbound at both the harbor tunnels. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins December 6th against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game and season ticket packages are available now. BaltimoreBlast.com and Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast in a moment, but if you'd like to play Choose Your Fake News, chance to win some WCBM merchandise, then be the first caller, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Reserve your spots, and you get to match wits with the panel here, Chuck and Kristen and Maggie. Again, call now and reserve your spot here on the show. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny today, dry and mild, upper 50s for the high. Overnight temperatures down into the upper 30s tonight. Tomorrow starts cloudy and maybe some rain moving into the area later on in the day, high in the mid-50s. And we are expecting some cold temperatures by the end of the week. It's going to have another Arctic blast like we had last week, with daytime highs only in the upper 30s to low 40s.
Gross.
Here comes winter.
Gross.
Sunny and 46 right now in Stevensville, and it is 39 in Essex. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And as I said, we got some WCBM merchandise, keychains and pens, etc., to give you if you can correctly identify the fake news story. And that is something that, well, it's been kind of tough of late. Chuck has been on a roll. Was it 8 straight?
Kaiser?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sub-roll, I think, where is
Kaiser roll.
More
yes,
appropriate.
Nice.
And we do have our contestant, and that's Jimmy in Northeast Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'd like to go last, please.
All right, you can.
Yeah, I do.
Good luck to you. Here are your stories. Story number one, a columnist for the Washington Post is upset that now at the Kennedy Center, Kennedy Center, I should say, the national anthem is performed before every show.
Shame.
Yeah.
So sad.
Readers, President Trump's new regime at the beloved center decreed the National Symphony Orchestra must stand and play the national anthem before every concert. How dissonant. Ballparks and stadiums are fine venues for that tune, but classical music is an international language. This is just one more way Trump leaves his fingerprints on our city scene after tearing down the White House wing. Story two.
Why do these?
A professor from Clemson is suing after he was dismissed, after he said he wished he had pulled the trigger on Charlie Kirk's assassination.
Nice.
The professor said even Charlie Kirk would agree with him that even though it might be ugly to say it, he has a right to say it under the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm. And he's wondering why he got dismissed, though. Gosh.
And story three.
How unfair.
Cardi B has turned her latest child's umbilical cord into some bling.
Oh, stop it.
Cardi B made a piece of jewelry to remember, encapsulating her baby boy's umbilical cord in gold following his birth a couple of weeks ago. Story one, columnist melts down after hearing the national anthem at the Kennedy Center. Story two, professor sues after he was dismissed because he said he wished he had pulled the trigger on Charlie Kirk. Or story three, Cardi B's new bling, her baby's umbilical cord, encapsulated in gold. All right, Chuck, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go with one.
All right, Chuck goes with story number one. Maggie?
Oh, man, they're always so tough. I don't remember them being this hard. I got to say, it's got to be the Cardi B thing. Right. I say that's the fakey.
Maggie goes with Cardi B. Kristen?
The game is harder because the world has gotten crazier. Uh-huh. So right, right. Before, we couldn't imagine any of them being true. Now we can't imagine them being false. I hope number one is true because I hope Rick Renell is in charge of the Kennedy Center and he knows how to trigger the left. And I could see another liberal professor. I'm going to say three.
That's all right. Gross. Kristen also goes for Cardi B. And Jimmy?
I'd like to go with number two, please.
Ooh. All right. Jimmy's going to break from the pack and go with number two. And let's see if that was a wise decision or not. Professor suing Clemson after he said he wished he had pulled the trigger on Charlie Kirk's assassination is indeed our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Wow.
On two fronts. One, you got it right. Two, you broke Chuck's streak.
Uh-oh.
It's all right.
He's going to remember you. He'll...
I didn't lose any ground to the other two, though.
Yeah. To the other two.
The other two.
The other two.
That's all I'm going to call it.
To the other two.
You're number two.
You vassals, you knaves. Let them eat cake.
Wow.
Hi, Jimmy. Changed. Congratulations. We'll put you in all time to get your...
To the other two. Women's.
I'd stop digging if I were you.
Yeah, I should have done that before.
I even
should have.
You really
should have. We should rename this a bit outnumbered, although I guess that name's already being used by somebody else.
It's two against one
every day. He's lucky he lives far.
It's two against one every day, but that's all right. I can handle it.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, Chuck, as the moderator, to balance things out.
Yeah. I stand.
Yeah, we're the other two. That's balance.
You mean that flat spot on your head, boy?
Thank you, man. That's from all those years. Hanging upside down.
I'll whoop you, son.
I'm a Diablo sandwich. I'm in a hurry, Miss Lady. Thank you, sir.
7:51. See you in a couple. You're listening to KC and Company.
Fox 45 News. From policymakers to public safety, we challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Relentlessly pursuing the facts.
I've been digging deeper into how your tax dollars are being spent.
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News. Investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up on 8 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. By the way, the Biden DOJ went full coup mode The feds, we now find out, not only do they spy on Canada Trump and General Flynn and President Trump and on Americans and on eight senators in Republican senators, they also spied on Jim Jordan for 2 years. The Biden DOJ secretly subpoenaed 2 years of Jordan's personal phone records during the early phase of the Arctic Frost investigation. And that might be something else that is getting under the craw of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Where are the indictments? Where are the Biden criminals? Why aren't they in jail already? Dragging their feet at the Justice Department. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
895 and 95 still backed up. We had problems way early this morning, and we're still hurting for that traffic going south on 95 and 895. And I was just looking at the old Harbor Tunnel, and that traffic is moving. 95 again is slowing for the traffic coming out of the left tube southbound. I'm not sure what they're looking at. There's nothing reported south of that area around Key Highway, and I'm looking at the camera there. But it's just very slow traffic, and a lot of this traffic now is mixing in with folks leaving for the holiday and getting an early start for that. So very heavy traffic on 95. Once you get through that area and start to work your way downtown towards 395 at Camden Yards, the pace is a little bit better, but it's very heavy traffic right now, and we're still 25 to 30-minute delays at the tunnels southbound through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, we've heard from one of your fans here on the program. Recently, Maggie just said, I said, you're on a roll. She said, yeah, Kaiser. Marty says, I don't think of rolls when I think of Chuck. I think of buns, oversized buns.
That's nice.
So,
give me his email address. I'll respond back for you.
I'll forward it to you, okay?
You should.
I should. I will. So. You get a chance.
He won't be around anymore after today.
Get a chance to engage with the listeners. All right, see you in a couple. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, dry, and mild today. Upper 50s right now. 39 in Essex, and it is 40 in Parkville. And it's 7:55. Let's take a phone call here. This is Claude in Arbutus. Morning, Claude. Claude could not hang during the break or dropped out of the cell. So the seditious six. Those are the Democrats that made that, I think, that video that does create a seditious-like environment or atmosphere, knowing full well that this is what they were trying to do. They're trying to undermine the president. They're trying to get the military to rebel, to disobey or ignore the president's orders as commander-in-chief. And then one of the ringleaders is a former spook CIA officer, Senator Alyssa Slotkin, Democrat Marxist from Michigan. She was on with Martha Raddatz of ABC and couldn't name a single illegal order.
Let's talk right now. Do you believe President Trump has issued any illegal orders?
To my knowledge, I am not aware of things that are illegal, but certainly there are some legal gymnastics that are going on with these Caribbean strikes and everything related to Venezuela.
Should have stopped just there, but no, she had to go further when they were discussing the history of illegal orders. Now, remember, she just couldn't name a single one that President Trump had given. And listen to the comparisons.
Very clear that no one should follow an illegal order, but it's very murky when you look at what is
who had come to us on this.
And it is very clear that no one should follow an illegal order, but it's very murky when you look at what is an illegal order. And if you go into morally, ethically, that's a pretty tough thing to look at and say, how do I navigate this?
Look, if you go back to Nuremberg, right, that, well, they told me to do it, that's why I murdered people, is not an excuse. If you look at popular culture, there's like, you watch, you know, A Few Good Men, like, we have plenty of examples since World War II in Vietnam where people were told to follow illegal orders, and they did it, and they were prosecuted for it.
No wonder our CIA is in trouble if that's what they were employing. She just invoked one, the attempted genocide of the entire Jewish people and the murders that occurred in Nuremberg with President Trump's lawful military orders. And then she cited a movie? A Few Good Men? That was Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise, wasn't it? if I'm not mistaken. Really, this is culture. You invoke a movie now. My Lai maybe might have been one. My Lai Massacre, maybe the Ike not following Truman's orders. But again, these people are lunatics, and so the president knows he's got him on full trigger mode now. He told Brian Kilmeade on Friday that they might have to adjudicate this in military courts.
Look, that was a very terrible, that was a traitorous statement. That was a horrible thing to do. I believe they broke the law very strongly. I think it's a very serious violation of the law. Yeah.
I know Todd Blanche seems to be looking into it. Your deputy attorney.
Pete Hegseth is looking into it too. I know they're looking into it militarily. I don't know for a fact, but I think the military is looking into it, the military courts.
I tell you, one president who did hang seditious traitors, his name was Abraham Lincoln. Look that up. Instead of your Nuremberg and your good few good men references, look up what Lincoln did to seditious traitors. Listen. 759, Law Officer Michael A. Friedman, been around for a long time, helping Marylanders, people in the Mid-Atlantic region who have been injured in serious automobile accidents or injuries in falls and in workplaces, etc. And if you have been injured in, again, you've had a personal injury from an accident with a vehicle or in a place of business or whatever the case may be, or even at home, you want to make sure you give Michael a call and Stephen and Rachel Alport Friedman because, again, some of these injuries can be very serious. They can be life-altering. And you want to make sure that you are taken care of, that you get better, you recover. And you're able to get back to work, back to family, back to running your business. And that's what they've been doing for 40 years. That's why they're one of the best top 10 personal injury law firms in the state each and every year. So check out their website. It's really informative and helpful. It's the first place I'd start, maflaw.com. That's maflaw.com for the law offices of Michael E. Friedman. Up next, the cringy Moors are at it again.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Russia's long-running war in Ukraine may be closer to an end following weekend talks in Geneva. Secretary of State Rubio pointing to substantial progress in those discussions.
Following talks with Ukrainian officials in Switzerland on Sunday, Rubio came away feeling very optimistic.
We've had probably the most productive and meaningful meeting so far in this entire process since we've been involved in from the beginning. We have a very good work product that was already built on a foundation of input from all the relative parties involved here, and we were able to go through some of those items now, point by point.
President Trump has given Ukraine a deadline of Thanksgiving to accept a 28-point peace plan. It's a proposal that many Western allies of Ukraine have said favors Russia.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Israel is warning Iran-backed terror group Hezbollah against rearming and rebuilding. The warning comes after Israel struck Lebanon's capital, Beirut, for the first time since June, saying it killed Hezbollah's chief of staff. Affordability is the watchword following Democrat gains in recent elections. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says that GOP leaders must clearly lay out their plans for reining in rising prices that have been putting a squeeze on Americans' budgets.
Mike Johnson is the Speaker and Leader Thune is the Senate Leader. This is a very tough conversation, but if we don't lead on this, Democrats will beat us over the head on affordability, whether it's housing, groceries, or health care, going into the midterms.
McGuire on the Salem Radio Network. Forecasters say two-thirds of the country could experience some kind of unsettled weather during this busy Thanksgiving travel week. Some places could get snow, others rain, there's a possibility of high winds and even thunderstorms. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures positive. The Dow futures are up 83 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 172. More on these stories at townhall.com.
With Progressive, you can reach customer service in the way that's easiest for you, by phone, app, or online. We know it would be great if we just magically appeared, but that's more of a genie thing, and we do insurance. But with us, you'd be like, well, it wasn't a genie, but it was great customer service, so that's nice. And sure, you probably would still like the whole three wishes thing, so if you meet a genie, you should definitely ask. But when you need us, contact Progressive by phone, app, or online. Just no genies. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We're seeing some interesting shifts in today's market. The key to retirement security is to focus on the long game. That's why Advantage Gold wants you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, plus a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. In this free book, you'll discover how to hedge your assets against a declining dollar and protect your retirement savings with physical gold and silver. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
New minor wreck, Anne Arundel County, westbound Route 175 at the BW Parkway could have an impact there. The parkway should be okay, but the ramp traffic might be a little bit slow. The wreck in Hartford County was on Mountain Road at Pleasantville Road. Nothing out of the ordinary, but the JFX with the bright sunshine and the heavy traffic south were slow from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. Most of the slow on the Beltway is all the normal stuff. Parkville, Towson, into Towson, the inner loop to Green Spring, 795 down through Frederick Road. And we're still 20 to 25 minute delays, struggling a little bit this morning, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and dry and mild today with highs in the upper 50s, making for a good travel day. Turning mostly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 41 degrees in Edgemere and 37 in Joppa Town at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The MTA says Thanksgiving week is one of the state's busiest travel times, and motorists should be patient and drive safely. Drivers should allow extra time to get to their destinations, set up the GPS before starting a trip to avoid distracted driving, and never get behind the wheel while impaired. Under Maryland law, motorists must move over for all stopped vehicles when approaching from the rear or slow down if there's no safe way to move to an available lane. MDTA police and emergency response units will have additional patrols on duty to respond to incidents and disabled vehicles. A Baltimore police officer was taken to a hospital Sunday afternoon following an assault in Federal Hill. The officer was on foot patrol in the unit block of East Cross Street when he saw a fight and was assaulted by one of the suspects as he tried to break up the altercation. Three men were arrested in connection with the incident. And Mayor Scott will be announcing a $500 investment in early childhood education today at 10 a.m. at Arundel Elementary School on Round Road. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 108, the pick 4, 9173. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 8:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens defense, one of the stories yesterday. Coming up with a game-changing takeaway at the goal line.
Second down and 5. Hall trying to get to the outside. Now cuts it up. Breece Hall still going. And he lost the football. Baltimore claiming they have it.
And they did. Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Marlon Humphrey with the strip and Aloe Gilman with the recovery on the Ravens' two-yard line as the Jets were going in for the score, protecting what was at the time a 10-point lead in an eventual 23-10 win. After the game, Humphrey on the impact of the play.
Yeah, it was huge. I think some of the players and the coaches were like, boy, that was major, because, you know, it would have been a one-score game. You know, it could have given them some hope. They had already kind of got a little bit of success.
The Ravens' defense asserting itself once again, holding six straight opponents now under 20 points. The win, coupled with the Steelers' loss in Chicago, vaults Baltimore into a first-place tie in the AFC North. Here's a crazy story. A UAB football player, that's University of Alabama at Birmingham, was arrested and charged with attempted murder after injuring two teammates at the team facility before a game on Saturday. Daniel Mincy was arrested just 20 minutes before the game by UAB police and booked on charges of attempted murder and aggravated assault. The game was played, and UAB losing to South Florida 48-18 was the final, on Senior Day, no less. Late night in Vegas tonight for Maryland basketball, taking on UNLV in its first ever Players Era Championship Tournament. Game time is 12 midnight tonight, Eastern. This coming in the wake of head coach Buzz Williams signing the number 3 recruiting class in the country for 2026. Coming up in 30 minutes, a former Oriole great back in the game. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
So, there are a couple of stunners over the weekend. Stunner one was the Mamdani Trump meeting at the White House. Stunner two was Marjorie Taylor Greene calling it quits as of January 5th. But I'm going through my X feed over the weekend, and this kind of popped up, and I was just, you got to be kidding me. It was the governor of the state of Maryland and his wife, the first lady, Dawn Moore. And she had, you know, a little iPad there, and she was asking him questions. They were playing a game called Finish the Sentence. And first off, I felt like I was, you know, peeping Tom at some point. It was just really off. I mean, it was a little cringy, to say the least. But, you know, this is what politicians do. So I thought we'd have some fun with it and play some of the questions, and you'll hear his answer and then what his answer should be when she asked that question. Here's question number one about what are you most grateful for.
I'll start a sentence, and then you have to complete the sentence. You got it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right. And there are right answers. I'm going to be clear on that. Okay,
this holiday season.
I'm most grateful for
family and God's protection.
Mm.
Taxpayers would be the proper answer. Now, everybody says family and God's protection. That's a very nice thing, but it's typical political speak. But let's face it, he's got to be most grateful for the Maryland taxpayers, because it is we taxpayers that are going to maybe catapult him into the national level of his presidential ambition. Because without us, without our $1.67 billion, he would go down in flames. He might still. But we've saved him, at least for the moment. So that was what is he most grateful for. Secondly, what is he most proud of?
This year, I'm proud that Maryland
fought for each other and didn't compromise who we were, no matter what.
My favorite part of being governor:
getting to experience the entire state. They call it America in miniature.
Yeah, and that's because he's miniaturizing Maryland. He's watching as the retirees flee, as young people flee the state. Again, Maryland's exodus rate, I think, is one of the worst. You know, we got the big, you got California, you got New York, you got Illinois. Maryland's right up there. I think they're in the top five, if I'm not mistaken. I know they're top 10. So again, that's something you can hang his hat on. Because after all, when you're a progressive Democrat Marxist, your whole idea is to grow government, is to tax the residents of this government until they have nothing left, and then and they're forced to leave. So that's what he's most proud of. Then comes the if you could give one gift or get one gift this year, what would it be?
If I could give every Marylander one gift this year, it would be
peace.
Resignation. Resignation is the correct answer there, because that truly would be a gift. It would put us out of our misery, and our long statewide nightmare would be over. One more. Let's get one more in here between Dawn Moore, the First Lady, and her hubby, Governor Tex Moore.
Next year, I can't wait to
keep doing the work.
You know, the work he just did this year. Keep doing the work. Keep taxing us into oblivion. Keep raising our fees, our permits, our licenses. Keep growing government. And keep ignoring state agencies that are completely adrift, like DJS, DHS, SSA, you name it. So there you have it. A little cringe exchange of gifts between Dawn Moore and her hubby, Governor Tex Moore. 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Give him an erector set and let him build the key bridge.
That's a good one. I like that one.
You know, take a little while, yeah. But what the hell?
Right. It would be America in miniature then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just get the wide enough lane. We can get one lane across, for crying out loud. Anything right about now.
That's crazy.
Jeez, unbelievable. All right, here's what appears to be a minor wreck. Interloop at Green Spring. State police, they're just not going to pull away from the shoulder. That might have been some tickets to the policeman's ball for Christmas, if you get my drift. That's now leaving the right shoulder area. And then the one report said outer loop at Green Spring. I don't see anything there, but the inner loop right here at Green Spring is definitely slow. And that would be beginning with the tail end of that, probably back through Park Heights Avenue. And yep, that's right where it is. The outer loop west side is still there. It's really slow right now on the outer loop 795 all the way to Frederick Road. And this Parkville side has not loosened up at all. And it's still running slowly there as you're coming across towards Perring Parkway. Anybody on the inner loop right now, like at 83 right here at Perring over towards Bel Air Road, anybody south and east, including the JFX, fighting the bright sunshine, and it does have an impact on the traffic. The late accident from Adirondack County, Route 175 westbound, right at the bridge at the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, dry, mild today, upper 50s for the high, and overnight temps in the upper 30s. Then we get some rain moving into the area tomorrow. Sunny, 41 in the city. It is 41 in Pasadena. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again to celebrate America's 250th birthday. All right, America's 250th birthday celebration brought to you by the Smile Design Center. On the state, 1863, General U.S. Grant, Ulysses S. Grant, launching the U.S. Civil War Battle of Chattanooga in Tennessee. In 1869, women from 21 states met in Cleveland to organize the American Women's Suffrage Association to start the right of the to vote for women. 1874, Joseph Glidden received a patent for barbed wire, which really altered the development of ranching on the Great Plains back in the day. 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald, accused assassin of President John F. Kennedy, fatally shot by nightclub owner Jack Ruby in the Dallas Police Headquarters basement 2 days after Kennedy was slain. 1969, Apollo 12 returned to Earth with astronauts Charles Conrad Jr., Richard Gordon, and Alan Bean. It was NASA's second moon landing mission. And finally, you might remember this, 1971, a passenger became known as D.B. Cooper, hijacked a Northwest Airlines flight from Portland, Oregon, that is, parachuted south of Seattle with $200,000 ransom collected from the airline. He disappeared, never to be heard from or found again. There are those who believe that he did get out, escape with the money, and resurfaced years later, but no one's ever been able to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's America's 250th birthday celebration brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
You know, with all this back and forth, we asked a question earlier about MAGA. Will the rift between Marjorie Taylor Greene and President Trump tear MAGA apart? Remember, Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of 435 in the House. One. And even though she was effective on some occasions, she really is a backbencher. But she was a fighter until now. And the big question is, what happens next? Well, Sundance over at Last Refuge, I thought, wrote a piece that I'd share with you. He says, when the Tea Party surfaced in 2010, the grassroots voter base did not have a figurehead, did not have a leader. So the uniparty apparatus weaponized the DOJ, the IRS, and other agencies to target, divide, and destroy us. When the Tea Party reassembled in 2016, the grassroots voter base now had Donald Trump. So the same uniparty weaponized the DOJ, FBI, the IC to target, divide, and destroy him first until they could get back to targeting us. The difference between the Tea Party targeting in 2010 and the MAGA targeting in 2016 through today is that pesky impediment called Donald Trump. If you review the 15-year history, you'll see those commonalities include D.C.'s main use of justice and the FBI. The McConnell-minded Republicans were happy to see the Tea Party targeted in 2011, 2012. The same is true for the targeting of MAGA in later years. The core reality is why I support President Trump. Indeed, I actually cherish his fighting for us because the alternative is reliance on our Republican abusers. And that is not an option. Just keep that in mind. Day 20, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Do you know who has the keys to your home? Has it been years since you've had your locks changed? Do you know if anyone has duplicated your key without your knowledge? If you don't know the answer to any of these questions, contact Crestlock.com. Crestlock.com is locally family owned since 1969. Crestlock.com is running a rekey special where you can get your locks rekeyed for a flat rate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800 or email rekey at Crestlock.com today.
Did you know that songbirds use up to 75% of their fat reserves in one winter night? That's the equivalent of 10% of their body weight. Insects are not as abundant in the cold months, and natural seed is scarce. Hi, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian at Wild Birds Unlimited. During winter, it's critical to offer high-fat foods like our winter super blend and super suet, so birds get the essential protein and fat they need to survive whatever winter brings. Come see us at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium. And now Columbia.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Sean, can I say one more thing about MTG I was thinking about? It's funny, I've been reading, totally unrelated, I've been reading Dave Bossy and Corey Lewandowski's great book about how they were Trump's original campaign managers the first time around, called Let Trump Be Trump. And there's a lot of great stuff in there. But I'm getting to the end where they're talking about the transition for the first term and then the first few months of the Oval Office and how some things went wrong because Trump, I think in the spirit of trying to be magnanimous and unity, let too many of the RNC, Ryan's Priebus guys in. And that really derailed, you know, that led to the leaking and all the stuff that we remember. So that on one hand, I understand. Like, Trump, yes, as a leader, he needs to talk to everybody. You know, they warned him, you're never going to get your agenda through if you don't make some friends in the D.C. swamp. Which, no, and I don't like that. Look, I am a purist. I don't like that, and it is too dangerous. And then on the other hand, it just seems like, I guess my issue with the MTG being called out all the time is it just seemed like, can we not? Like, she never attacked Trump. She was just asking questions, and a lot of us were. And I don't want it to turn into the left, like during COVID, where you're not even allowed, you know, if you just ask a question, now you're being canceled, you're being called a traitor, you're not allowed to question whoever is in charge. So I don't want that attitude on our side either. So I don't know if there's a way that, like, both are true. You do have to work. You do have to reach across the aisle to a degree. But we also need to be careful. We don't just turn into another swamp. Like, this is our one chance with Trump. You know, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen after this.
But Bill, they think that Susie Wiles really is the Reince Priebus of the second term. I don't necessarily agree with that, I think.
I don't either.
But I do think this. The one thing, the reality that Trump is dealing with is razor-thin margins in both the Senate and the House. It is really difficult to advance any agenda with numbers like that. And until we get more reinforcements in Washington, like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz or others like it, it's going to be really tough because the deep state establishment is entrenched. And you don't want to spend your whole second term not getting stuff done. So that's why trade-offs are usually made.
It still seems like we could do more than we're doing. And maybe that's my main issue with, force, Thune and Mike, to do that.
Yeah, filibuster. That's he and Bessent are trying to get him to end the filibuster. We'll see. 8:23 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're looking at 25-minute delays still there, both the Harbor Tunnel southbound, 95 at Moravia Road, 895 at Moravia Road. Earlier problems this morning, 6 o'clock hour at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, never recovered. All this traffic is mixing in now. Some of the folks are leaving for the holiday weekend. They have to come through here on 95, and they have to go through a lot of traffic to get through here. Then after the Fort McHenry Tunnel, we're slow at Camden Yards down to the Beltway. Then you'll have a fairly good trip to the Capitol Beltway, and then you'll be slow again around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and into Springfield into Northern Virginia. A lot of traffic on the way on 95 through the area. Beltway still has some slowing. JFX has been busy from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. A couple of late accidents. Howard County, they're minor. Route 29 at 175, Route 32 at 108. And it looks like there were two different accidents in Harford County right in the same spot at Mountain Road at Pleasantville Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, sunny, dry, mild today, upper 50s. Enjoy it because I think it's going to be gone by Thanksgiving Day. Right now, a 45 and sunny in Ocean City. It is 41 under sunny skies in Reisterstown. Let's go to Scott in Westminster. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, I'm a little concerned about the idea of giving a platforming or audiencing everybody. I think even Charlie Kirk was worried about that with the likes of Nick Fuentes. And there have been comments or stances by Marjorie Taylor Greene that are distinctly anti-Zionist. And when you deal with that, you follow that road to its logical conclusion. dealing with another, you know, genocide against the Jews. So they're really inseparable, and anti-Zionism simply, Zionism just means the right for Israel to exist. And if you're against that, or you're just bringing up things or just asking questions, you're definitely putting it as though that's what you feel is the truth. That was what the big issue Douglas Murray took with Joe Rogan putting on a lot of Zionist opinions, almost to the exclusion of anything supporting Israel, and by proxy he's saying, you know, this is what, I guess through rote repetition and flooding the media with that kind of unilateral perception, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is part of that woke right agenda.
Well, I look at it this way, because I think there are many nuances within MAGA. You know, clearly, I think there are people who can not agree. First off, anybody that doesn't believe Israel has a right to exist, that is a problem. There's no doubt about that. But secondly, there are people that don't want to fund any more foreign wars, and there are people that don't want to fund any foreign aid, and including Israel. Let me finish.
Yeah.
I happen to disagree with that, and I disagree with that because we don't live in a bubble. We're not isolationists. We do need allies out there in the Middle East. We need allies to stop China, to stop Iran, and to stop these other countries that seek to destroy us. So I just think that they get caught up in this stop all foreign aid when some foreign aid is for the good of us and for our allies. So that's where I differ with Marjorie Taylor Greene on some of that.
I appreciate that. And it's bilateral support. I mean, you can't negate everything that this country gets in the way of medical technology.
Correct.
And computer technology from Israel, and also by its, you know, defense, the other things that, you know, be gleaned from having the only true democracy in the Middle East as a foothold for us, because it's like Trump said, when, you know, they're not after me, they're after you, I'm just in the way. And really, when it comes to Islamofascism, they're not just after Israel, they're after us, and Israel is standing in the way. They did it unilaterally to go after Iraq's Osirak reactor in 1980 that the French gave them, and they did it again recently with Iran, and then we stepped in. But Israel's like, look, we're doing this for our own national defense, but we should be thanking for them that we're not dealing with a nuclear Iran because of their bravery and their foresight.
Yeah, it's the old adage, first they'll come for the Saturday people, then the Sunday people. Scott, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. I'm sure others would like to weigh in as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Rescue Natural Supplements, Black Friday sale is going on right now, all month long. So today, of course, is 24th, got just about 6 days left, and we just didn't wait till Black Friday. You can take advantage of savings up to 45% to 80% off on all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements. These are the nutraceuticals with no side effects that we take naturally to maintain our health, repair our health, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood pressure. If you're looking to lose weight, if you're trying to keep your hormones balanced to make sure that you have enough energy to get through the day, again, you're taking care of your heart and your brain, and you're feeding your cells the proper nutrients, it's all part of it. And right now, all of those nutraceuticals are marked down. So check them out at the website, res-q.com. Make a list, and you can either order there on the website, no coupon code needed, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE to get yours today, all the way through the end of November. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball has launched the 2025 Howard County Holiday Lights Map, so residents and visitors can find the county's most festive residential and commercial holiday light displays. Since the county created the map in 2021, hundreds from Columbia to Ellicott City and Hanover to Woodstock have registered to share their seasonal decorations. The publicly driven website will feature displays across the county, which each listing the location, a description of the display, dates, hours, photos, and any special instructions for the location. The site will remain active until January 31st. 1st. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is continuing dredging operations at the Ocean City Inlet this week. Last week, the dredge Murden began working at the entrance to the Sinnipuxent Channel, and it's expected to last through at least tomorrow. Officials say if the dredge work is not completed by the Thanksgiving holiday, operations will resume on November 29th. The northern part of the West Ocean City Harbor was dredged in July. A Baltimore City police officer was taken to a hospital Sunday afternoon following an assault in Federal Hill. The officer was on foot patrol in the unit block of East Cross Street when he saw a fight and was assaulted by one of the suspects as he tried to break up the altercation. Three men were arrested in connection with the incident. And Brandon Scott will be announcing a $500 investment in early childhood education today. The mayor will be joined by City Council President Zeke Cohen, Fund for Educational Excellence President Timothy Keene, City Schools Executive Director of Learning Crystal Francis, and others for the 10 a.m. announcement at Arundel Elementary School on Round Road. And the MTA says Thanksgiving week is one of the state's busiest travel times, and motorists should be patient and drive safely. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new active fire call in the city if you're over on the west side, 300 block of South Monroe Street. The equipment just pulling up now in the last couple of minutes. So Monroe Street in the area around Pratt Street, Lombard over on the west side. Heads up, they're now staging in that area. Just looked at the Beltway. We're still all jammed up through Parkville to Towson, the Interloop at Greenspring coming through Pikesville, and it is dead solid, 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. We're still sitting at 25-minute delays, if not longer, with the heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. And then it's slow again on 95 from Camden Yards out to the Beltway over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and dry and mild today with highs in the upper 50s, making for a good travel day. Turning mostly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Albeit not artistic, the Ravens with another big win yesterday, 23-10 over the Jets. Their fifth in a row, vaulting them into a first-place tie with the Steelers in the AFC North. Post-game reaction, first from head coach John Harbaugh on the team's slow start in the first half.
Been fighting even to the end of the second quarter, and then we got the lead, and nobody flinched. We came out, we had three straight scoring drives, and we took the game over in the third quarter.
And then on the Jordan Stout and the special teams keeping the Ravens in the game.
And we were backed up offensively, and that made it tough against that defense. And then our punt team would bail us out and push them all the way back inside the 20, a couple times inside the 10 and even at the 5 late. And that play at the end of the game is unbelievable.
The Ravens defense stout again. Jets quarterback Tyrod Taylor on the team's key fourth down stop.
And Roquan in there to take away the inside route. So one outside to match, but ultimately just didn't execute. And I mean, that was a key point of this game.
And finally, Lamar on sharing the division lead with the Steelers.
It wasn't a better situation, you know, but 5-0. You got to just keep it going, man. It's a tough division, tough league.
Like I said, we just got to keep moving.
Quick turnaround for Baltimore. The Bengals, with or without Joe Burrow, or maybe Joe Flacco, on Thanksgiving Day night. Oriole broadcaster Ben McDonald speaking on the trade, sending Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels for outfielder Taylor Ward. This on the Ryan Ripken podcast.
I was shocked. I'll be honest with you guys. I did not even see this one coming at all. And today I'm still a little bit shocked as well. You know, it's I'm a Grayson Rodriguez fan, like I know you guys are. A good kid who works hard, who obviously has a lot of potential.
Ward, in his final arbitration year this year for Baltimore, projected to earn about $13 million. Rodriguez will be under the Angels' control for four more years, but has been unavailable the last year and a half. Other baseball news, former Oriole Brady Anderson will be the new hitting coach for the Angels in 2026. It'll be his first official coaching job. Anderson will work alongside John Mabry, who was in Baltimore last year, alongside Tony Mancelino. Survive in advance. The number 4 seed Maryland men's soccer team won a thriller against Carolina yesterday in penalty kicks to advance to the third round of the NCAA tournament. The Terps will face number 13 UConn this Saturday at 1 p.m. in College Park. State high school football playoffs, 2A, 1A. Dunbar will face Elkton after defeating Queen Anne's 52-6. In 3A, Reggie White's Milford Mill Millers will face Linganore after defeating Edgewood 26-14. And in 4A, 3A, Rob Johnson's Prairie Hall Gators will face Sherwood after beating Oxon Hill 35-34. Murfo will face Old Mill after defeating Marriott's Ridge 52-0. And in the WCAC playoffs, Sean Casey with a little pep in his step this morning. Dematha Catholic wins the Capital Division 2013 over Gonzaga. They'll play St. Mary's Riken of Leonardtown for the WCAC championship. Time now is 8:37 when we return. Betting intrigue at the end of the Ravens game.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So first of all, after all the lopsided wins that Dematha accumulated this year, mm-hmm. are you okay with just a 7-point win over Gonzaga?
Yeah.
20-13. They didn't destroy them.
And when you play teams twice in 1 year,
it's hard.
You know that from Ravens, Steelers,
absolutely,
Bengals, and Browns. It's hard to beat them a second time. Especially since you've already seen film, you've already played them once, and then there's the revenge factor, and it's, you know, all the marbles up for grabs.
So. And they know each other.
Yeah.
Play with a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
All right, so that's good for you.
Great for me.
Now, were you aware of the betting situation yesterday in the Ravens game at the end?
I was not.
Okay, so it was a 13.5-point spread. The Ravens were the favorite, of course. The Ravens were winning by 13 points with less than 2 minutes to play.
Right.
The Jets went for it on fourth down because they had to from their own, 10-yard line.
Right.
Okay, didn't get it. The Ravens take over with a minute 40 to go, 23-10, right at the line. And so what was going to happen? A field goal, a touchdown, or nothing? Right? Vegas had millions of dollars on this thing. The Ravens did not score, and the Ravens did not cover yesterday. They were favored by 13.5.
Well, they won it by 13. I didn't see the end of the game.
Did they need it? Basically,
victory formation?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they didn't need it right away.
They're not going to kick the field goal.
No, they're not going
to
kick the field goal.
Because that's an insult to the other team and the coach. So the only thing you could do is just keep handing it off. Maybe he accidentally gets in the end zone.
So a lot of people went home yesterday happy with the win.
Or maybe he could have thrown to Mark Andrews and he could have dropped it home.
Well, but maybe not so happy with the result. Who knows?
All right. Very good. Thanks, Gary.
How does Vegas do it?
I've always wondered that. Because they must know something.
They must.
I do think the micro bets have got to go, though.
No doubt about that.
They've got to stop that. We'll see what happens.
You think people bet on Andrews dropping the ball?
I'm sure you can bet on drop
you
balls.
You can. Absolutely. You
had some of that Cowboys-Eagles game yesterday when it looked like CeeDee Lamb had a surefire catch. And he dropped it right in the end zone.
Yep, back of the end zone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Gary.
See you later.
8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So the Supreme Court on Friday sided with the state of Texas, overturning the lower court's order that blocks congressional redistricting efforts by the state legislature. The new congressional map is expected to give Texas 5 more Republican seats in Congress. We may see this end up coming back because they just They sent it back down, and the panel ordered Texas to use its 2021 map in the 2-1 ruling, and that was the original panel. But Justice Alito issued a brief pause on a lower court order blocking the map. The order will give the high court time to consider an appeal by Texas, which is seeking to overturn the ruling of the panel of federal judges. So this is where the battle is going to be won or lost. Right now, again, you're looking at a majority of 219 to 214 in the House. And next year, with Marjorie Taylor Greene leaving, that would make it 218. That's it. You're at bare minimum now. That's what you need to pass bills in the House. So by leaving, this is the other thing I say, you stay another year, okay, you've had enough, you just gut it out. But by leaving now, everything you fought for, everything that you claim that you fought for the Trump agenda, for President Trump, for, you know, MAGA, for America First, everything you fought for, you now have put in jeopardy because of the slim margin. Now, that being said, it's possible that we do pick up seats for next year's race. And when you look at the, you got California, Virginia, Utah, Illinois, all redistricting. Maryland might redistrict as well. That would be another seat there. So when you add all up, California and Texas could cancel each other out. Florida, we're looking at two or more seats. Ohio, two. So at the end of the day, it is believed that we need, at a minimum, of 10. We need 10 more seats from these redistricting battles going into the midterms if we're going to keep or hold the House. And that's important. 10. That's a heavy lift.
I know we need numbers to pass bills, but are we passing bills? What bills have we passed this year? Are there any votes? I mean,
that's
one of our problems.
That is a fair point, because we spent an entire 4 weeks out of session doing nothing. Nothing. When they could have been codifying all his executive orders.
Exactly. So, and again, to respond to the last caller before the news, I guess that was a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I think that we should be able to question where our taxpayer dollars are going a lot without some sort of the accusation of some sort of racism against a certain group of people. One does not equal the other. And it's kind of the leftist thinking. I don't want that to start on our side. So I want to know. I want to be able to buy a house. I'm wondering, am I going to be able to buy a house ever? Like, I'm almost 40 years old. Am I going to be able to buy a new car? You know, there are people in our country that are hurting. So maybe it doesn't mean we can become a complete isolationist, but can we focus on our own people for a while after so many decades of Obama, Biden, all the damage that's been done?
Well, here's for example. You could take $2 billion out of Nigeria. You know, that's where, you know, especially since they're slaughtering Christians left and right there. Don't give them a cent. I mean, I'm surprised President Trump was like pulled the plug on that already. But there are all sorts of countries we give money to that are not friendly to us. And I would start there. And you reward your allies. You punish the people that are not friendly to the United States. And you're absolutely right. You can question every cent that goes out.
We should.
Every cent. And it doesn't make you anti-Semitic if you question foreign aid to Israel. I disagree with it, but that doesn't make you anti-Semitic. It's 8:43. Traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Situation here on the Beltway outer loop between Liberty Road and the bridge at Windsor Mill. The state highway truck is there with the arrow board in the left-hand lane. Wasn't sure if it was a broken-down vehicle or a minor wreck, maybe debris in the roadway. Either way, they're blocking the left-hand lane. The backup already on the Beltway was already back to 795, and now this is just adding to that. It looks like they may be getting ready to reopen that lane, so keep an eye on that. And in the meantime, I want to talk about this active fire call in the city. It's on the 300 block of South Monroe Street. So if you're coming down Monroe Street from Baltimore Street, you're working your way down towards Pratt Street and Lombard. Going to be some lane blockage there. Might even be a small detour there. It's an active fire call over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, dry and mild today, upper 50s for the high, upper 30s for the low tonight. So it's going to be pretty nice tomorrow, but the rain moves in later on, mid-50s. And then by Wednesday, we're going to start seeing a cold front move through here, but it's going to get cold just in time for Thanksgiving Day. Right now, we're 43 and sunny in Parkville, 43 in Pasadena. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news.
A feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Sam Mensimer was in fifth grade when he took a Washington, D.C. Metro bus, and he would ask the driver, Joy Kenley, a lot of questions about the bus. Every day, she would patiently answer each one of the 10-year-old's questions. Now, it's 10 years later, Sam works for Metro and wondered if Joy still works there. She does. And here they are on Reconnecting.
Every morning, Joy was my bus driver. The bus would be crowded, and I would be standing. By the time it got to my stop, there would be like a million people on the bus, so I was standing all the way at the front. And one day, I just started asking questions.
One day, bus driver Joy Kenley had an idea. How about a tour of the bus garage?
I was like, yes, absolutely. I was over the moon as a 10-year-old. I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
And I would think, like, 11 years ago, wow, he found me. And I'm thinking, and he's in a Metro uniform. Awesome.
Yep, that's a good story of reconnection there between a 10-year-old and the bus driver. Brought to you by our friends at Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. Now's the time to seriously shop for home appliances at Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Why do you ask? Because they're having a huge Black Friday shopping event. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, Monogram, Cafe, Sub-Zero, and more. Over 70 top brands all under one roof. And to really make it easy for you, when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, they're super knowledgeable. Open Monday through Thursday 10 to 6, Friday 10 to 1, and Sunday 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com. Mention my name for a little extra added value. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, so, and back, you know, that's a fair point Kristen made regarding, you know, they're squandering opportunities now to codify the president's executive orders and legislative agenda because they have the numbers. The problem is they do and they don't. They are 219. You got a bunch of rhinos in the House, and you got a bunch of rhinos in the Senate, and that's what's dragging things out. And it's very difficult for either Johnson or Thune to get anything done based on, and you know the names, we've been over the names. But here's the alternative. If we don't get the plus 10 and the Democrats retake the House in the midterms, you hear all these doom and gloomers about affordability. They're saying the president, the economic numbers are doing very well. They could be better, and they will get better. Especially when the One Big Beautiful Bill starts January 1 of 2026, and we get rid of this idiot at the Fed in May. Will it be enough to turn around in May? In the midterms? I'm sure. I'm hoping. But if that doesn't happen and the Democrats retake the House, you know, we've seen this playbook before. They're going to immediately impeach Trump. They'll bring up articles of impeachment. I've got to tell you, they've already written them. They're just waiting for the day when they retake, when Dollar Store Obama regains a power. And they will impeach Trump, and they will tie up his agenda for the next 2 years. And so that's why it's important that all hands on deck. Now's not the time to quit. Now's not the time. Yeah, I understand you don't get everything you want, and maybe some things the president has let you down on, or let me down, or let MTG down on, whatever. He's got bigger fish to fry. And I think, as I stated earlier, he's the only one that we can look at that's going to guarantee to get us there. It isn't going to be anybody else. With all due respect to Vance and Rubio and Cruz and all that crowd. Been there, done that. We've seen that before. Trump is the one until somebody else emerges, if they emerge, to get the MAGA agenda through. So just keep that in mind. And these numbers are going to be tight for the midterms. I'll tell you right now, I'm just looking at them for the redistricting battle. And we'll see what happens. But we do need a minimum of 10 seats to help insulate us from the midterm. Remember the last time we got whooped? It was like, 60-something? I know Obama lost 63 seats in one of his midterm. And we got spanked or shellacked as well during the Trump first term. So can't afford that to happen again. If we do, then a lot of what we've seen, the good, is going to be followed by the bad. We saw what that was, 4 years of the Biden-Obama agenda. It's 8:51 coming up next. We'll take a look at the audits, what's going on in the state. And the FBI has concluded something about the Trump would-be assassin that I think most of us would disagree with.
You are listening to Maryland's MAGA wake-up call, Casey and Company. It's happening each weekday morning at 6 right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now at Rescue Natural Supplements, take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years now, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, and patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time high discounts, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slashed prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide array of wellness products, like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being and get these limited-time deals at res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
The Rob Carson Show.
Bridge gets knocked down. They say it's going to cost $2 billion. Now it's going to cost $6 billion. It's going to cost $10 billion. It might even cost more than that. You got a Democrat in charge. You got the Maryland General Asylum in charge. It's going to cost much more than that. The high-speed rail in California is only supposed to cost $30 billion. It was supposed to be done in 2020. It's right now at $130 billion, and they haven't laid a single piece of track.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Case in point, on Friday, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly in favor of a resolution denouncing the horrors of socialism. Nearly 100 Democrats voted with Republicans. Some 98 Democrats voted against the Republicans. What is the net effect of this? What does this do? This was a monumental waste of time. You could have used this time to enact one of Trump's executive orders, or two, or maybe a handful. You see, this is how the deep state operates. And again, even they want you to feel good. Oh, we denounced the horrors of socialism. Oh, and those bad Democrats, they went along with the socialists, or at least half of them did. Who cares? We know who they are. We know who the players are. Use your time. I got to tell you, Speaker Johnson, while he's had some wins, he's missed a lot of opportunities. He's left a lot of plays on the field. And that's what frustrates MTG. And so many of us in the MAGA movement. 853 traffic, weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
State Highway is still with this vehicle, apparently a broken down vehicle, and now they're going to hook him up and get him out of the left-hand lane. Outer loop between Liberty Road and the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, just adding to that backup. If you're coming down from Pikesville, you're getting on the Beltway from 795. It's just gridlock right now until they get this vehicle out of the left-hand lane. So we're getting three lanes by to the right. It's right in that area where the construction is. There's really not a shoulder available, so they're going to hook them up to move them down towards Security Boulevard. But the damage has been done. Still some slowing through Green Spring, and even on the Parkville side, JFX is better. Both the tunnels still kind of plodding along with the late slowing. We started off at 6 o'clock this morning with a problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Never recovered from that, and the backups are still there trying to get better, but it'll be another hour or so before it completely clears out. Over on the west side in the city, it's an active fire call. Heads up there on Monroe Street in the area between Pratt and Lombard. There'll be some lane blockage locally at the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a pretty nice day today. Mostly sunny, dry and mild. Upper 50s like it was yesterday. Overnight upper 30s. And then the clouds and the rain moves in the area later on tomorrow. High in the mid 50s long term for Thanksgiving Day. It looks like it's going to be clear, but very chilly. More on that tomorrow. Right now, 47 and sunny in Stephensville, 45 in downtown Baltimore. The FBI has concluded that a would-be Trump assassin, Thomas Crooks, acted alone. Crooks was able to climb on top of the roof next to Trump's Butler, Pennsylvania rally, put Trump in his scope, and squeeze off several shots, nearly killing him. He did kill a Corey Comprator, and also wounded another person in attendance that day. But there are still too many unanswered questions from the FBI. But Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, and others are saying that he acted alone. Well, there's evidence that, I don't know. I don't know if we've seen the entire evidence. Why hasn't the FBI revealed all the evidence in the case so that we can see? This is what happens when you keep the public in dark and treat us like mushrooms. You keep us in the dark and you feed us manure. And then that's how conspiracy theories grow. And if you want to cut off, and apparently, allegedly, according to Lara Trump over the weekend, President Trump is accepted their conclusion that the FBI acted alone. But it was President Trump just a couple of weeks ago was giving an interview. Maybe it was Bartiromo. I can't remember. But he was talking about what's the deal with all his phones? All the phones that crooks had with all the encryptions and everything. And we never got a satisfactory answer to that. We never got it out whether he was associated with a guy from the Nordic Resistance Movement, or was with a neo-Nazi group in Norway, at Wesley Tepes or whatever his name is. So maybe they did run down the leads and found nothing. But there's still a lot of unanswered, just like it is with the J6 pipe bomber. It continues to feed these conspiracy theories. So, again, with all due respect to Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, and Pam Bondi, I will not accept the results of that investigation. I will continue to look to seek the truth, and maybe one of these days we'll find it. Very sad state of affairs for the state of Maryland as we keep running these audits of all these state agencies, and we keep coming out with the same findings over and over and over again. 34% of audits had repeated findings appear in the next audit. So not only are we finding these things, we're refusing to correct them. Here's one of the lead legislative auditors, Brian Tannen.
The bigger concern is both the number of findings and the number of repeats seem to slowly be increasing in recent years.
Yeah. And his complaints to the state, are you listening, Governor Moore, are falling on deaf ears.
I think if I was SSA, I think we should be good friends because we've had more correspondence and interactions with the department since 2021 than we have with any other single agency. We've had two JCR reviews, four quarterly status reports, one JEC letter of concern, and about $600 million-plus spent on an MD Think system to try to go and resolve the system, and we're still here today.
Delegate Steve Arendt says that, this is no way to run a government.
If you look at the budget crisis we're in right now, and you look at what we're not doing and what we're finding in all these audits and repeat findings, I think that's really important. There isn't a business in the planet that could run like this.
That's exactly right. That's because we don't run the state like a business. And the fact is that what's the sense or purpose of an audit if when you find something irregular or illegal or incorrect, you don't fix it? That's just either incompetence or gross negligence or both. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling wanted me to remind you that they are still scheduling appointments to maintain your heat pump, your furnace, to make sure that you're growing by leaps and bounds. That you should be making sure you got plenty of heat and not electric bills. But we're getting ready right now to see another $70 increase in our bills for the month of November. So if you want to make sure you keep that heating bill low, call Tim Kyle out for service on your heating system, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can go to the website timkylecompany.com, and they are great at electrical work, inside, outside, landscaping, and they also bring that same commitment to excellence and five-star reviews to their HVAC work as well. Tim Kyle Company, now electric heating and cooling at 410-876-9404. Make sure you check them out. I told you to call. All right, Kim is off for the first part of this week. She'll be back on Friday. Amber Duke is going to join us. Of course, Amber now with Daily Caller. Good to hear her again. She's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. She'll be with us all the way through Wednesday. Pat McDonough will be here on Thanksgiving Day. Until tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., God bless our troops. And God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.